Hi, you're listening to the Common Man and Timmy podcast, sponsored by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. You know, a lot of people come up to me and say, Common Man, can we just give you some money? Because we like the show so much. How do we support the show? And I say, you know what? I don't take money. But my friends at Care Heating and Cooling, they take money and they support the show. And they'll actually do some work for the money. Unlike me, I'll just take the money and run away. If you're in the need for HVAC assistance, and at some point you will be, remember my friends and sponsors of the program, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Good news for Ohio State as they landed Wisconsin linebacker Christian Allegro in the transfer portal. Also, wide receiver Brandon Ennis has confirmed his return. Tonight, the college football playoff is back in action at 7:30. Miami and Carson Beck take on Trinidad Chambliss and Ole Miss for a chance at the national title game. And then for the NBA, tonight the Cleveland Cavaliers take on the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8 p.m. Donovan Mitchell will return tonight after a one-game absence. Tonight at 10, the Blue Jackets are in Las Vegas taking on the Golden Knights. The Jackets are looking to get back on track after dropping three of their last four. Even later in the evening, Buckeye Hoops travel to Oregon to play the Ducks at 10:30. Ohio State is coming off a heartbreaking loss versus 10th-ranked Nebraska and will look to turn the tide against the Ducks, who sit just above 500 on the season. This update was sponsored by the BMI Federal Credit Union. Need help recovering from the holidays? Get a holiday loan from BMI Federal Credit Union, bmifcu.org/holidayloan.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade you.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Oh, hello, man. Thanks for joining us this week. Just in time for a little lazy, too hot Thursday where you just let Teddy hit the button all day and then a go to jail Friday.
Do I sense some resentment from you?
Oh,
you know what I was doing. I wasn't having any fun. I was down in Disney World with the kid.
You were in the place I hate the most, and a place that I will never go to unless, for some reason later in life, Sarah decides that she changes her mind and wants to go back. But my son, Jack, he's 14 years old. God love him. He wants nothing to do with Disney World.
What if, though?
It's great.
You grow up, young Jack. Some may call him Simple Jack. Gets up, gets married one day.
Simple Jack, you jerk.
has children. And then you become new Pop-Pop. And they look at you.
Pop-Pop's not going to Disney World. I'm not going to impose on the trip.
Have you not seen Disney World? Well, I guess you haven't. It's all a bunch of freeloading people going on Grandma and Grandpa's dime.
You're saying that I should just pay for the whole entire trip? Is that what you're saying?
Little Lance looks at you.
Lance? Trey Lance? That's what...
Lance Hall.
My grandson's name is going to be Lance.
Lance Hall. Looks at you and says,
oh, Pop-Pop, will you please take me to Disney?
You're going to say yes,
ask your father,
course.
Lance.
Yes, of course.
Ask your dad. And Timmy doesn't go to Florida.
No, I don't believe you. You're going to go.
Oh,
and when
man.
You go, you're going to see various degrees of teenage nakedness.
Yeah.
Because there's
That's
no such thing
on.
As clothes. It's
no,
just we're all
no.
just hanging out. And I feel dirty even though I've done nothing.
This is a thing that's going on at parks now. And this is infiltrated Ohio. This is going on at the Kings Islands and it's going on at the Cedar Points. I don't know how teenage boys even deal with it. Maybe they're desensitized to it. I mean, have people not noticed this? Like there are young girls that are walking around. It's that I've seen it on Instagram, don't ask me how. It just gets into my feed, and it's there. I can't get rid of it.
You've got a very
wholesome and pure feed.
It's called PSD. It's like compression underwear. It's underwear is what it is. And they're just making it out to be their clothing for the day. It's underwear like boxer brief and sports bras. And they're just walking around in it in broad daylight.
I also, I don't know, you know, back in the day what the revenue stream was for Disney, what the splits were. You know, like theme park revenue versus, let's say, motion picture revenue.
Oh,
or
like that.
Merchandising revenue. Mm. I don't know if it's quite at the level of, you know, theme park admissions and motion picture revenue, but I assume somewhere in their bottom line, in Disney's bottom line, scooter rental has to be right up there.
Is that a separate bar or is that...
That's a separate bar.
Is that in the theme park?
Because I'm telling you, 70% of the people who were in the theme park were on scooters. They magically can't walk. Anybody.
What are you doing at a theme park if you just want to scoot around the whole time?
Oh, they're scooting, baby.
Why don't we have golf carts instead of scooters? Make it a little bit more...
One day,
high
Timmy.
High class.
One day.
Be like Tiger Woods on the Champions Tour with the little blue handicap flag there getting to tote around Disney.
Also, I saw a young girl. I saw many of these girls. This is not the hoochie type. Young girl, probably 11. Budding puberty.
Jesus.
In a stroller.
Why do you say that?
In a stroller.
In a stroller?
In a stroller.
Well, maybe there was...
No.
Did you ever think?
No.
You got
no.
She's just sitting there whistling Dixie?
That's right. Just in a stroller.
Playing Geometry Dash on her cell phone while she's being strolled along the way? That's what she was doing. What? You got to give me more of it. What was the...
I want
why,
you.
Why? What? Like a reinforced steel stroller?
Mommy,
what?
My legs are tired.
She's just in a Graco? Like, what is it?
These kids are too old. Got to have a rule. Stop with the stroller. Because then Nazi mom with the strollers all over the place. She's on your heels. She's nipping at you. She's running to get to the next ride before her fast pass expires. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go back in time to 2021 when my wife looked at me and said,
what do you think about a Disney timeshare?
I want you to go back in time. And I want you to shoot me right in the head. Either shoot me in the head or shoot her in the head.
Gotta go back in time.
How'd I ever agree? How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
I'm not doing good. You know what I am, though, because I'm back.
You're back,
I'm
baby.
I'm back from the future.
No, Doc. I'm back. I'm back from the future. Speaking of that, boy, fun time. You were doing Disney. I got to see a musical this week. Talked about it a little bit on yesterday's show.
Back to the Future, the musical?
Yeah, went to opening night. Opening night on Jan 6, one of Dom's favorite days. But it was great.
Did they throw in a little resurrection? Not resurrection. That's Easter.
Insurrection. No, there was no nods to the insurrection at the
or
Back to the Future
or the
show.
Resurrection.
No, it was good, though, and I didn't even think about it until we were there. Sarah mentioned it, like, be on the lookout for possible mistakes because it's opening night, first time in a new town, new stage, new setup, but they knocked it out of the park. Nothing was wrong at all. I don't think one thing in the special...
Nothing is right at all, then what's the fun in that?
No, I said nothing was wrong at all.
That's what I mean.
It was a knocked out of the park show. It was
if
a lot of fun.
Can't it's, complain
it's supposed
about
to be
something.
Fun. Oh, come on.
No. See, the best thing is that you have a 99% wonderful product and then 1% that you can sit there and pick at.
And just nitpick the hell out of.
Because that's what you and I like to do.
Well, the thing about this show, the thing that impressed me the most, I didn't realize how much special effects were starting to infiltrate live performance. And there's so much depth to that stage. Sarah and I could not, for the life of us, I also think they're starting to incorporate magic. Yeah, like straight up misdirection. What do they call that? The sleight of hand, like magic. Like, oh, look over here. Woo, I got the card for you. When the time machine made its first appearance, it came in. They had a little scene where Marty is skateboarding out towards the Twin Pines Mall. And the sign kind of rolls out on a little conveyor. And he's calling out for Doc, and they have, like, the backdrop. They used a lot of video sequences for the very, very backdrop. and it's dark and misty, but you're seeing things actively on the stage. So it's not like they were just completely dark and then they did like a light trick and the car shows up. Stuff's going on, stuff's happening, and then they hit you with that classic sound effect, you know, that psh, 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 like as the time machine's coming in, and it just shoots in there and it hockey stops right in front of everybody. And the good thing about the show is even though you know so many of the things that are coming up, we're sitting there like little kids, just like, yay, just cheering when McFly lays out Biff. We're like, yay, when Marty is about to disappear and he stands up because George finally kisses Lorraine. And he's playing the guitar hard and crisp again. We're like, yay, just so much fun. It's a good show. You ought to go and see it.
I'm not going.
You're not going.
Nope. Teddy, I'll go if Teddy goes with me.
Okay, I'll go with you.
You're not going to go with me. Stop it.
Yeah, let's do it. Sounds like a good time to me.
All right, let's go, Ted. I'll buy the tickets. I'm going to call your bluff.
Okay.
Because if there's anyone who likes to do things less than me, it's Panama
Ted. We'll get the Kappa guy. We'll get the tickets.
Get the Kappa guy?
Yeah, that
Frank?
No, Jim is his name. There could be a Frank.
Frank Capra.
But this guy, Frank Capra. Francis Ford Coppola?
No.
No. He's probably into the theater, too, wasn't he?
What are we even doing?
What are we ever doing? By the way, I started rewatching the movies, too, because that's how I go. I see the show, kind of, you know, needed something else to throw on the TV, so got through Back to the Future 1.
Yeah.
Started to dive into the Back to the Future 2.
I feel like there's a hot take coming here that I'm not going to like.
And, you know, I was talking about this with Tyler Oliver, our digital content director, and he was saying how Back to the Future 2, far and away the best for him. And before I went and did the rewatch, I almost agreed with him and said, yeah, I could see that, the futuristic stuff. As I'm watching it, I think I put it as a distant third. One is phenomenal. And then I think Back to the Future 3 has a nice little...
I don't think that's necessarily a hot take. I think a lot of people
think that Back to the Future 2 is way, way, way down the chain.
Yeah,
third,
I mean,
I
wouldn't say that it's bad, but...
It's weird.
What do you mean it's weird?
It's just, well, I mean, it's
your
weird.
Your jacket is now dry.
I don't know if it's how badly the future was missed. And I'm sure they were trying.
A movie, though?
I'm sure they were trying to do that.
Got
to, like,
it
overshoot
right?
it. But Griff, like, if you just listen to the way Griff talks, since when did you become the physical type? What, like, why does he talk like a roided up Elmo? And he's like, supposedly there's a reference in there about how his wires are crossed. You're telling me he's really half of a cyborg?
That's right.
He has the mechanical noises happen when he stands up.
That's right.
He's an idiot. And I don't like the character. Oh, Jennifer's brand new. They just slip in Elizabeth Shue and we're just supposed to accept that. It's like another Aunt Viv situation all over again before that happened. But when they take Jennifer into the future, they deem it's a better idea to dump her behind a garbage can in an alley than, oh, we'll just leave her riding shotgun. We'll lock the door to the DeLorean. She'll be safe and sound. We knocked her out. No, let's take her out of the car, put her behind a dumpster. No crack addict's going to come by and have their way with her.
This is something. It's like you and I have had a role reversal. This is something that I'm known for. Taking something fun, analyzing it to death so it's no longer fun. But now you're doing
what goes on.
You would yell at me when I did it. Now you're doing it. I actually applaud. I applaud you.
It was always good fun.
You.
Hey, by the way, Teddy got a haircut. I didn't notice it until today when you pointed it out.
I noticed it. Right, Teddy?
Happened on Tuesday.
Yeah, Mike, you're the king of noticing haircuts.
All right, we're going to talk about some football. We got football tonight. We got a Buckeye who says he's coming back.
Buckeye.
Next year. Don't like that?
Got a Buckeye.
Buckeye. Your jacket is now dry.
We should get Beth Mowins to drop some Buckeye lines for us. And a touchdown for the Buckeyes.
Why did you sound like an announcer from the 40s?
Touchdown Buckeyes.
Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident if you're on eastbound 70 on the east side between the 71 East Split and Miller Avenue. And there's still some traffic from an earlier accident on northbound 71 on the north side before 11th Avenue. It's still a little slow from 670. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
That glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Because there are often no early symptoms, nearly half of those with glaucoma may not even know they have it until vision loss has occurred.
I was diagnosed with normal tension glaucoma in July of 2020. And what we found out at that point was I had already lost 40% of my sight. And you think it only affects people that are, you know, 75 or older, retired, grandparents, and that's not the reality of it.
I didn't think at all glaucoma was going to affect me because I didn't know of anyone that had glaucoma, no one in my family. When you have glaucoma, you can't get back that sight that you lost. And so early detection and treatment is vitally, vitally important.
Don't miss life's most beautiful moments. Schedule an eye exam today.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision.
Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Join the Fan weeknights at 6 for the Buckeye Show. And if you're asking if it's just a bunch of homers rooting for all things Ohio State,
yes, yes it is.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes, the Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Could see some patchy lingering fog today, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with highs in the mid to upper 50s. For tonight, lows in the upper 40s to low 50s, gusty winds, and we'll see showers developing going toward daybreak on Friday. For Friday, we could see scattered showers and even isolated thunderstorms. It will be significantly warmer and breezy with highs in the mid to low 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Are you really telling me this is the highest rated sports show in the country?
Well, that's obviously not true.
Shit.
Yeah, that boy got diarrhea.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
Want to dedicate the program today. Look, we have a lot of fun on this show, a lot of nonsense on this show. All right. Someone has died. And I want us to remember him.
Okay.
Okay. R.I.P. to former Maryland AD Dick Dull. Dick Dull.
Dickie Dull.
Not to be confused with
Richard Dull.
With Dick Excited. Dick Dull.
No, that'd be.
Has passed away at the age of 80.
You'd have to change Dick to something else for that joke to work.
What's that?
If his name is Dick Dull, you can't say Dick Excited. You got to change Dick to another synonym.
I don't have to change Dick if I don't want to change
you
Dick.
You sure do.
I do not. I like Dick.
P.P.
I like Dick the way it is.
P.P. Peter Excited.
I don't like
Peter
that at all.
Exhilarated.
Mm-mm. Where's all my Dick stuff on here?
What are you doing?
It's all gone.
You don't get
it
that.
It is gone. Second deck.
Second deck.
Second deck.
Second
Sterling.
Deck is what he said.
Why not use upper
Stop
deck?
It
Maybe
now.
Go with upper deck from now on.
Ridiculous.
Don't you not get the shaft? I thought you get sacky.
No, I do. I do. I just don't know what I did with all my Jack and Dick.
Bone so. Has sacky. You got shaft.
What did I get
in the break? I can't remember now. Teddy, do you remember
no,
how that
I got,
went?
No, I got shaft.
Who got shaft?
I got shaft. He got sacked.
Yeah.
Jack and Dick.
It's like my grandmother with you. What? You want chicken or fish for dinner?
Yes.
Which one is it?
Well, it's because I have no idea. That was a long time ago.
Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah.
Seems like a long time ago. Seems like, this is what I say to my wife all the time. Not back in March. Coming up in March, we're going to be married for 20 years. No.
Oh, wow.
No, 19. See, honey, I don't even know. 19, sorry.
Shit.
I got another year before I got to splurge for the big present.
It's been so amazing.
That's what I mean.
It's been so amazing, it feels like an extra year's happened.
I don't even remember my life before I met her. And I say that as a compliment.
In a good way.
And God, do I try sometimes. I try.
What was really before Kristen?
Other people.
Sleeping in the car out in Bakersfield and going to the bar early in the morning?
Well, if you put it like that,
I mean, what was before Columbus? Like, Columbus is where it all got good.
I also just celebrated, because it's up on the screens out here, my 22nd anniversary.
Happy work anniversary.
Yeah. Here at the Congratulations.
Fan. We didn't get a chance to do it. You had to congratulate yourself. I was going to say something. The email came over while you were gone. I think it came over the weekend. 22 big ones.
It was actually back in December that I started in 2003. It was like
end
January,
of the month type of thing.
January 4th was when my contract kicked in.
Oh,
that was the
okay.
first day that I signed my contract.
So the hire date was before, but for some reason we're celebrating your anniversary on the contract date start.
And really, that's good, because I feel like the real date would get lost with the baby Jesus and Christmas and all of that. So I'm glad we get some time to celebrate the true meeting of the season. My anniversary here at the Fan.
Your arrival. You being here. And you are somewhat of a white whale, because we don't see radio guys for 20 plus years. That's a rarity these days.
In one place?
In one place, especially in a local market, to find a home like this.
I don't know whether to congratulate myself or kill myself. Depends on the day.
Well, how do you think? Just right here, right now. How do you feel
Jesus
about
Jones?
It all?
Right here, right now.
Van Halen.
Watching the world.
I didn't do Van Halen. I did Jesus Jones.
Well, I know, but I'd rather go to Van Halen.
I think
it's pretty good.
I wouldn't change it.
Good.
You know, I'm not going anywhere now. You got me forever.
Well, I mean, to establish yourself the way that you have, and the audience loves you. So what would you...
That's up for debate. Stockholm syndrome.
Like
David Njoku, where it's like, I gotta get out of here. Then after a while, it's, you're gonna have to kill me before I leave the Browns. What happened to you?
And look, I think there's also clearly been some evolution to it, right? I mean, we're sitting here doing this right now as evidence of that it's not just been the same thing the entire time. You've had good successful stints with different partners, and it's awesome to see T-Bone still here at the station.
Who's that
starting his own thing with Tyvus?
Who's that?
What was that? Huh?
A T-Bone? I don't recall him.
What are you doing?
I don't remember him. You remember him, Daddy? I seem to remember a Dom DeLuise lookalike that I did the show with for a period of time.
He called me the other day. Yeah.
T-Bone did?
Dom DeLuise?
No, T-Bone did.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
R.I.P. What'd you guys talk about?
And I got to tell you, with the loss of Rob Reiner, R.I.P., there's one less person looking like T-Bone in the world.
He does look a little bit like Bone, doesn't he?
Yeah. Well, Bone looks like a 70-year-old man, is what we're saying.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, well. I guess he'll just be the T-Bone lookalike.
Who, T-Bone's the T-Bone lookalike?
Sure.
No, he's the OG. All right, football. Brandon Innes says he's coming back.
That's good.
He says he's got unfinished business. He's coming back. Of course, Carnell Tate going to the league. So you have
Jeremiah Smith gone.
Right, you have Jeremiah Smith coming back, and you have Chris Henry Jr.
coming in.
Coming in.
And I would expect he's got all the opportunity in the world to be the superstar that they all have him pegged to be. So I hope he does that. Pegged. Good. So, I didn't really get
your
take.
That's the evolution of this show, Teddy.
I didn't.
20 years ago, we didn't know what pegging was.
No.
We do now. Yeah. Peggy Sue? No.
Peggy Sue got married.
I want to know from you because
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, yes, good. We haven't seen you the last 3 days. A lot of stuff's been going on with the transfer portal. Does any of this at all concern you? Because it definitely seems that this offseason is different than last offseason. I mean, without putting aside the obvious, you won a national championship. So a little bit of the guys that were going to the draft or guys going to the portal, you were thinking, okay, that's fine. Let the dust settle. Won a national championship. It's all worth it. But with some of the depth pieces, I mean, you got 2 5-star wide receivers that you wanted to develop for another year, and maybe they would be superstars here. They're gone. James Peoples pops up at Penn State.
I'm not worried about
it. Not worried one bit?
Nope.
Not one iota.
Not worried about it.
Not one bit.
This is the game, baby.
Yeah.
We can't live or die. We can't live or die with the portal every single year. The reality is, especially for a program like Ohio State, there's always going to be the next level down. You talked about those depth pieces. Well, they came to Ohio State because they thought they were going to be stars. They didn't come here to be rotation guys, depth pieces. All of a sudden, reality sets in that they are that. I have no problem with them hitting the portal, trying to convince other people. No. I'm the star here. And I got caught behind a couple other people at Ohio State, but I'm the star. Now, the other side of that is you've got stars that developed at smaller schools where maybe physically when they were juniors and seniors in high school, they weren't at the place where Ohio State would be interested.
Sure.
Now they've developed as players and they're ready to take the next step. That's the type of guy that Ohio State goes out and gets.
How many guys that you recruit out of high school ever come in here with the mindset that they're not going to be stars, though?
Everybody comes in
Everybody
thinking they're going to be stars.
Everybody does. And then, you know, sooner or later, 2-3 years go by, you realize it. Some guys do wind up being content being a depth piece at a power program like this, because as a team, as a program, you get some great experiences. You're playing in the Big Ten. You get to practice against some of the best talent in the country. And maybe the education is something that also matters a little bit to you. And then there's still that chance that one day an injury happens and you could work your way onto the field. Might be as a senior, but maybe that's enough for you. But a lot of people, it seems like more athletes, though, now with what's available, and it's not really that surprising, they are becoming more and more enamored by all the possibilities, the money, the fact that you can transfer 4 times in 4 years and they'll allow you to do it. It's just crazy out there.
We got football tonight, Miami and Ole Miss, Oregon and Indiana tomorrow. Our guy Adam Rittenberg from Rittenberg from ESPN. He is in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. He'll talk to us in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Things are a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side from Livingston Avenue to US 33. You're also going to hit a slow traffic on southbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and I-70. This report is sponsored by BHM CPA Group. Tax season made simple. Thousands trust BHM CPA Group for accurate, affordable, IRS-compliant 1040 filing. File today and maximize your return at bhmcpagroup.com. Because BHM CPA Group simplifies the complex. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
He's in Atlanta for the Peach Bowl. It's Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Adam.
Hello, how we doing?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. We got football tonight. I know you're not going to be there, but we have Miami and Ole Miss tonight. We saw Miami, and I'm aware these are not Big Ten teams, but, you know, it's late in the season. Who the hell cares? We saw Miami and what they did to Ohio State. Ole Miss has their own storyline going on with, you know, Lane Kiffin leaving them high and dry and the drama with the assistant coaches. What do you think happens in the game tonight?
It's a fascinating one. It's very hard to call. I would say that Miami has an edge at the line of scrimmage. You saw that in the game against the Buckeyes. I think Ole Miss is also a good line of scrimmage team, but arguably was more talented, at least on the defensive line, last year. Now, Ole Miss has the hot quarterback in Trinidad Chambliss, who was brilliant in that come-from-behind win in the Sugar Bowl over Georgia. And, you know, he's got talent surrounding him. You know, Kiwan Lacy, one of the best running backs in the country. Obviously, he's got good receivers with Wallace and Stribling and some of those other guys. So, you know, they'll be able to stress Miami's defense if they can hold up at the line. But it's just hard for me to go against the line of scrimmage team in this one if they can play a relatively clean game, which we saw against Ohio State. So I would lean Miami, but certainly, you know, could go either way in this one.
Adam, and then we get to this game coming up tomorrow night, the one that you're going to see. It's equally fascinating. And you look at Oregon, and I think the draw was nice. They got to start off with the home game, get their feet wet, play James Madison, the opposite of what they had last year, right? When they were the number one team and sat and wait. But the programs that are in this with what Indiana's done in 2 years, who is this bigger for? Like, who do you think needs this more, Ducks or Hoosiers?
Well, I think both teams are set up to be back on the stage if it doesn't go well. But, I mean, shoot, if you're Indiana, I mean, you've got an opportunity to win a national championship. And while, you know, anything that we've doubted about Kurt Cignetti, he has proven us wrong. And maybe they're a national championship contender every year. But historically, Oregon would be the team you could see back here, like next year, for example. Oregon's got a lot of young players, a lot of second and third, even some first-year players. Indiana, on the other hand, is a very old team and will be a very different-looking team in 2026, although they'll still have the same head coach and lead assistants. So I think it's probably Indiana just having, you know, this opportunity ahead of it and how well it's played and being number one, undefeated. But, you know, again, I'm expecting Kurt Cignetti to be back in the playoff. I mean, again, he has shown every step of the way that he's an elite head coach and they're an elite program now. And we have to start shifting our mindset. But certainly Oregon, you look at them, I've always felt, Guy, I think we talked about this, that they're a year away. But this may be that year. Sometimes teams that are a year away are actually a year early. But I would expect Oregon to very much be in the national conversation for the 2026 season.
Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg, there's a narrative that's been going around recently, and it bothers me, and I'm curious to see what you think about it, too, because I'm hearing now, oh, Mark Cuban's cutting checks to Indiana, and that's the reason why they're here in the new NIL era. I think that does Kurt Cignetti a disservice. When you go and look at, yes, there was a lot of transfer portal additions last offseason and the year before, but it's not like, oh, they went out and got Travis Hunter, and they're outbidding Ohio State and Georgia for the best players in the portal. I think that is selling the job that Cignetti has done as a coach short. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, and they certainly become more competitive financially and continue to be. You saw what they did in the portal over the weekend while preparing for this playoff opportunity. But, you know, looking back at last year's transfers, again, other than Fernando Mendoza, it's not a overly decorated group. I mean, Roman Hemby was a solid Big Ten back, but not an all-Big Ten, first-team all-Big Ten type player. They took some cast-offs. You know, Zen from Ohio State wasn't really wanted. Pat Coogan, who's been unbelievable, was essentially not a starter at Notre Dame, or else he would have stayed at Notre Dame. He was a Notre Dame guy. And then, you know, for the second straight year, they add a defensive lineman from Kent State, of all places. It was C.J. West, who last year was a star and then became an NFL draft pick. Stephen Daly, who unfortunately was injured after the Big Ten championship game, was an all-Big Ten player from Kent State. So they have an incredible eye for talent. And Kurt Cignetti, and I'm writing about this for ESPN tomorrow, is right in the middle of those evaluations. He's not a head coach that just asks his safeties coach, who do you like? He has to approve everyone. He studies everyone. And he has a huge stamp on this roster, which is not filled with 4- and 5-star players. So I agree with you. Yes, they have more money. That's great. But they're still been doing a great job identifying, developing, and coaching these guys.
Adam Rittenberg is with us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I want to stay with Cignetti because I was talking about this with Joshua Perry on yesterday's show. And it's fascinating because he had his time in high major college football as an assistant with Saban. I'm fascinated that as of 10 years ago, he was at the other Indiana in Pennsylvania that no one's heard of. And then it's Elon and JMU. And it's not until he's 62 years old that he gets to a spot like Indiana and he's this good. One, how can that be? And two, is he the best coach in the game right now today?
Well, when all is said and done this season, we may look back at this as the greatest single season coaching job, at least that I've ever seen. Because we're talking about Indiana University. We're not talking about Alabama or LSU or Ohio State or Michigan or any of these historic programs. You know, he talked about that a little bit earlier today, guys, and said that, you know, he just felt he was ready. And while it was crazy, in a sense, to leave Nick Saban for a Division II school, he obviously had a connection there. His father was a Hall of Fame coach at IUP. The playing field is named after him. Frank Signetti is also a college football Hall of Famer. So there was that connection. But to go that low and then to build yourself up and wait for this opportunity and the right opportunity, he really did bet on himself and show a lot of patience and go a route that a lot of coaches in his position would not have taken him. So it's a very unique path. But I think when you're talking about the sport's best coaches right now, you know, certainly Kurt Cignetti has to be in that discussion with what he's done the last 2 years at Indiana. And we'll see how this year ends. Even if they lose tomorrow night, I think he's the guy that belongs in that group.
Caleb Downs going to the draft. We heard that yesterday. I think he's a top 10 pick. We don't usually see safeties go in the top 10 very often. What do you think about Caleb Downs at the next level?
Yeah, I mean, he had about as flawless of a college football career as you can have. You know, the 1 year at Alabama where he was super productive as a freshman and then helped Ohio State to a national title and then won the Jim Thorpe Award this year as the nation's top defensive back. And, you know, I think as a safety prospect, I don't know if I can remember a safety prospect that will go into the draft with as many great credentials as Caleb will have. I mean, there were even people that were knocking Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame, and we've seen what he's done for the Ravens. It just seems like a position where people like to take shots, and that might happen with Caleb. But man, there's not a lot to dislike about his game, and certainly a guy that should be hearing his name called very early in April in Pittsburgh.
Adam, as far as the start to the off season, how much have you paid attention to some of the guys that have left Ohio State? And I mean, you talk about missing out on a golden opportunity to win another national championship now with, you know, some of the guys that are leaving. You know, you got to retool your offensive line a little bit better, maybe more depth of defensive line. What do you think about what's going on so far the offseason?
Yeah, I understand, you know, some of the angst at Ohio State, certainly not advancing in the playoff and having that opportunity to repeat. But, you know, remember where we were a year ago and how are they going to replace all those veteran defensive linemen and, you know, quarterback and Will Howard who came in and did a great job. And then they were able to. Ohio State just has that machine-like quality to itself. It will be interesting to see, you know, who they end up adding in the portal here in the next week or so. They've obviously lost more players than they've added. They've lost some notable players, younger players, some offensive linemen. I think the offensive line is a key group. How do you get that group stronger to be able to win games like the Indiana game and the Miami game? Because I think that showed where Ohio State was a bit deficient. I'm not worried about Julian Sain. I'm not worried about their passing game. I'm generally not worried about their defense because they've shown the ability to reload there. I think offensive line is the spot that Ohio State has to get a lot better at, maybe to a degree defensive line, but there's a lot of future NFL players in that group. So that's what I'll be watching here in the next few days is how they reshape the line of scrimmage.
Adam, enjoy the game tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.
We got tonight. Mentioned, talking about starting the interview with the Ole Miss game.
You know what?
I pull for those guys, right? I am.
I never thought that there would be a team from the South that would get me to root for them.
Right?
To really galvanize me.
But they're not one of those teams that you've ever really thought of enough to have that kind of hatred for them. From being from the Midwest and being, you know, Big Ten guy. They've got the Division II quarterback that's doing this for them.
Ole Miss is not exactly
plucking their coaches.
Warm, cuddly story. I mean, I think they had to be pretty much forced at gunpoint to start admitting black people to play football for them. Weren't they the last team in the SEC?
That
or could, in D1 football?
I don't know, but that would not surprise me.
So
they're deep enough down in the South.
Right. I haven't really thought with a lot of warm and fuzzies Ole Miss. But I think they had Lane Kiffin.
I think they had the Confederate flag at their state house.
They just got rid of that a couple years ago.
They were kind of right there neck and neck. South Carolina, were they the other one that still had that incorporated in the flag?
You know, one day, Timmy, we'll get that back.
you'll get it back.
I'm staying away from that. Nothing. Ryan Day busy in the portal. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Expect some holdup due to an accident that's on eastbound 70 on the east side between the 71 East Split and Miller Avenue. And watch out for some debris that's on the roadway if you're on southbound 71 on the north side near 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Coda. Riding Coda is easier than ever. Now that you can pay with just a hop on Coda and with a tap of your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, you're ready to ride. Learn more and move your way at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
There was a man who couldn't stand.
A mom who couldn't wait.
A scientific community that said it couldn't be done.
And then you.
And then I.
And then we.
Brought neuromuscular disease into screaming color with the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
For 75 years, our voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
We've willed the impossible into existence.
We've pushed the science,
raised the funds,
shifted the narrative,
and transformed the reality of life with neuromuscular diseases.
For 75 years, we've built communities together,
established the field of neuromuscular medicine,
and made it thrive.
Call that a legacy.
Call it impact.
Call it momentum.
Just call it ours.
Because it's the generations of community heroes that give MDA the strength we have today.
And until neuromuscular disease is a thing of the past, you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jake Diebler's Buckeyes hit the road for a Big Ten battle with Oregon.
Live fan coverage starts Thursday night at 9:30 with the tip at 10:30.
Every game, every season. Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan.
Now is the Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this.
My eyes!
And only this.
Is it over? Can I open my eyes?
Here's Man and Timmy.
I would like to tell you about our good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. The new year's here. Did you know that?
Yeah.
We're into the new year.
I got a
brand new thing.
I got a happy new year today. From Mr. Neil Sika.
Well, I'll have thoughts on that when I do the thing.
I'm sorry.
Do the thing and then the new year thing later. So
go ahead.
If you're experiencing any of this, You're tired a little bit more than you should be. You got low energy. Maybe you're not sleeping well, not seeing that progress when you're trying to get pumped in the gym.
Much like former Maryland AD Dick Dull.
Dick Dull, yeah.
Yeah.
He was pumped up. Like, that guy had no problems.
Well, he's dead now.
Mm-hmm. But it's, I mean,
Dick is dead.
You'd think that he was dull, but it was the exact opposite. He was ginormous. He was revved up. He didn't have low T. But if you experience those things, that could be low testosterone or low T, as they call it in the biz. So go to tristatemenshealth.com. Take the simple low T quiz. That'll help you. It takes just a couple of minutes. You get that first visit in the office. They got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio. $99 for that first office visit. You get the TMPSA test. And if you sign up for treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. What's wrong with that? TriStateMensHealth.com. So happy New Year's. We deemed that was done on Monday.
Well, I got one from Neil Sika today.
Neil's wrong. Neil's wrong. Monday was the official get back day. We even did a show after January. We did January 1st and January 2nd last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went into the weekend. And the understanding was, because January 2nd, school's still out, that was just a leftover Friday. A lot of people had that holiday week off from Christmas to New Year's.
The first Monday back.
The first Monday back. That's a big Happy New Year day. You're seeing everybody. And like for you, you chose to take, you know, you needed your rest. I mean, we just started the year. You had to take 3 days.
It wasn't rest, and you know it. I was down in Disney World. I wanted to kill myself. I'd rather be back here. Stop with the rest.
I mean, we needed a host.
I was so happy to get back today. I'll work on Saturday if you want me to. I don't care.
You think they wanted to hear me in that chair?
I don't want to hear you now.
You doing your role 3 days to start the first week. But anyway, Dick Dull, you weren't here on Monday. You missed your chance to say Happy New Year to anybody.
I didn't say it. Sika said it to me.
I know, I'm saying, but you're not the guy that will go too far into
Teddy.
The week, into the year, saying it.
Teddy,
it's done.
Yes. Happy New Year.
No, you can't do that.
Happy New Year.
He just explained it to you.
He's being a baby now. You're just you're trying to.
I don't accept it.
Will you
no,
talk,
I,
you,
good.
Fine.
I
you know what? I respect that you don't accept it.
I reject that Happy New Year.
Right.
You know what? I Samantha actually asked me just the other day.
Why do you call Tag Panama Tag?
And so I explained it. How one day we were talking on the air, and how you came on and said that you had, as a young lad, done radio in Panama.
Yes.
And even though I've known you for all of the 22 years that I've been here at The Fan, for like a split second, I believed your lie because it was such a good lie.
You guys believe me, yes.
Right.
It's deadpan.
It was a great lie. And so I told Samantha that it was just all a big lie.
Is that what you do all day? Just lie?
Yes. And those lies are going to send you to college.
Absolutely.
You could change the world based on my fart conversations, Dick Dull, and immature lies.
Well,
think about that.
Don't we have to be good liars as moms and dads?
And you're not a good parent if you're not a good
Samantha's
liar.
Samantha's probably getting to that edge now where you can't really lie to her anymore. But when they're toddlers, just getting through a day is telling any kind of white lie. I once told my son Jack that blowing bubbles is illegal in the state of Ohio in September.
Love it.
It's too late in the year.
It's a good lie.
Oh, Jack, we don't want to get arrested by the police officers.
No, we don't,
and he'll say,
Dad.
No, Dad, we don't want that. I guess no bubbles. I'm like, that's a good boy. Let's watch some TV, huh?
All right, talk about the Buckeye portal. What do we got, Timmy?
Buckeye portal action here. Ohio State's going to have a pair of Alabama defenders, including the top-ranked defensive lineman, the top-ranked interior defensive lineman in the portal. They'll be visiting together. So 24/7 Sports was reporting about this. The DT is James Smith, and the linebacker, how you say, is it Quaya Rousseau? Quay Rousseau?
Yes.
both are good. They're going to visit Ohio State. But they're also going to visit Georgia, LSU with Lane Boy, Missouri, and Tennessee with some other teams also working to get involved. So this is how it is. This is the market right now. You want to get top-ranked guys. You want to get Alabama dudes, and I wouldn't put either of these guys into the category that we had with Caleb Downs when Caleb became available, even after his true freshman season. Everyone in the country was excited about that guy and knew what you were going to get. But still, you want players like that. You want players like Biles from Pitt. Like you need some of these bigger name guys that have done something at a big program, but they've got their own situation. Just as guys are looking to leave Ohio State, there might be some people looking to leave other big programs to go to another big program.
That's why
it's
not
all different types of transfers.
I'm not concerned, like a lot of Buckeye fans are. Now, I understand what you're saying, because I've heard from some of you who said that, well, I wasn't concerned until I heard that you weren't concerned, and now I'm concerned. Dig?
I did.
Because I'm the one who said, hey, Big Ten championship game against Indiana. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. Wrong. Hey, Miami. Nothing to see here. Nothing to worry about. Wrong. So I can understand when I say nothing to see here, nothing to worry about in the portal, you get your butt cheeks a little tense.
I think I'm going to go forward by always being mildly concerned. And I think that's fair, because this is becoming so competitive now. And I think we just experienced it. And like you just said, like how you felt with those two games, we thought after that performance against Michigan, okay, this was a team where we maybe weren't so sure about in the Texas game, but they built, they improved. You got a freshman quarterback, a whole lot more confidence. He was one of the highest rated passers and the most accurate passer in the country. Got a seat at the Heisman ceremony.
To your point, though, Timmy,
it was great. But
it's not a talent issue.
No, it's not a talent issue.
It's a performance issue.
It's not about talent. And that's the thing. The most talented team isn't always going to win, which I think you look at a guy like Kurt Cignetti, you look at some other teams, coaching still matters. How you do come together quickly when you have a lot of guys that are jumping onto the team for the first time and all the roles are different. Someone might just show up and need to play a pivotal role for your team. Somebody might pop in and he's not as good as you thought he was going to be. Maybe in the portal rankings, you thought you were getting something special, but it didn't pan out that way. So it's going to be so competitive, and there's always going to be that basement where Ohio State can only lose like two regular season games and then that's it. But there's a big difference from losing only two and winning it all.
Timmy, there's a couple things that are going to happen in the next couple minutes. First, I'm going to kick your ass at ping pong again.
I got my ass kicked.
I've done it all day. You stink.
Yeah, don't bet on me right now.
But then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk about my two favorite things that happened to me down at Disney.
Well, I know it had nothing to do with Disney.
No, except leaving it.
And that's not one of the two things.
But it's about one of our favorite food establishments. I'll talk about that next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from US 23 to 71. And you're going to hit slow traffic on westbound 670 from 71 to 4th Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $30 on auto repair with their AAA Triple Play. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through January 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Isaiah Jacob. Washington Commanders cornerback and former Ohio State Buckeye Marshawn Lattimore was arrested in Cleveland yesterday for carrying a concealed weapon. Lattimore was arrested following a traffic stop in Lakewood, Ohio. He was booked into jail but later released. The matter remains under investigation. In Big Ten news, DeMond Williams Jr. has been dropped by his agent Doug Hendrickson in the wake of the former Washington quarterback's announcement that he will enter the transfer portal just days after he signed a contract to return to the Huskies for the 2026 season. According According to details of the contract, Washington is not obligated to enter Williams into the portal. In response to this, DeMond has hired sports attorney Darren Heitner as legal counsel. Tonight at 10, the Jackets are in Las Vegas taking on the Golden Knights, and then your nightcap Buckeye Hoops travel to Oregon to play the Ducks at 10:30. This update was sponsored by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
We have a producer who passes out easily and hosts you wish would pass out easily. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe, and every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling.
So yeah. Teddy, without us knowing this time, used to give me grief because I would like give him a signal to throw some of the ping pong games onto the commercial channel on our YouTube feed, because why not? It's either that or it's just the tower. And then you would get standoffish about it because you didn't want anybody watching you. But what
I
are
don't
we
like it.
What are we doing here? They're watching the show. They're
it
listening to the show.
Matter. There's a difference between me giving my hot takes or stupid takes behind the microphone. I expect that.
It's a fun thing.
Watching my bald, fat ass trot around the ping pong table. I don't want that.
It's just a fun thing.
So why don't I just take my clothes off? Next. Common man crap cam.
Why don't I was doing this with Joshua yesterday. You know about this Grok situation now on Twitter and X? Grok is like the AI bot.
Oh, all right, fine.
You ask him, everyone's like making everyone naked now with Grok, and he just happily obliges.
That rat bastard.
Like if I put a photo up there and say, hey Grok, draw me like one of your French gals, like would it do it?
Probably.
Would it like lean me back and have a necklace hanging down?
No rules on X, baby.
Man, he's doing everything. But people are getting after me about my ping pong performance. I had You Suck Timmy.
That's right. I wrote that.
I had Does Timmy Do Any of the Running for the Ball?
I wrote that too.
Was I not picking up the ping pong ball when it was on my side of the table? I mean, whichever side it bounces to, that person gets it. Then I had Timmy Stop Using Only the Middle of the Table. I won the game.
You did win the game.
Did they not see the return I had when you
it was
spiked
a
one on
fantastic
me?
Fantastic return.
Oh, best one I've had all month.
Good job, Timmy.
Game 4 coming up.
I'm up 2-1, in case you're wondering, if you're keeping track. Now, if Teddy was a real producer, he would put the score up on the screen.
But he doesn't.
As it's happening.
No, he tries to make downtown
Maybe one day,
dad do
Teddy.
It.
How would I do that? It's on a security cam.
Maybe one
you
day.
You can watch.
And people are complaining about the security cam because the video is not the greatest. I don't think it's 4K.
We'll get right on that.
Can we get a 4K security cam?
We'll get right on that.
You should put it on 10TV.
So I went to Disney World this week. It's part of the kids' Christmas present. We have a timeshare down there. So I've been there quite a few times during the past 5 years or so since we bought this thing.
Love a little Disney.
Well, she loves a little Disney. And while she's little and enjoys it, you know, we paid for this damn thing, so we may as well take advantage of it.
So were you 3 full chunky days in the park when
no,
you were down
just,
there?
Just 2 days.
Just 2.
We went down on Sunday. We were there for half a day. Didn't go to the park that day. She went swimming in the pool, all that.
Perfectly sane arrival day activity.
That's right.
Get acclimated, rest up, swim in the pool.
Then on Monday, we did Magic Kingdom. Tuesday, we did Epcot. And yesterday, we came home.
Kingdom, Epcot. Back home.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's nice.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah. Not too long.
I can't do a week. I'll kill myself.
Yeah. Half a week is all I would want to be down
there
for.
You do it as often
if I'd ever go.
As we've been doing it, the trips get shorter.
Yeah.
All right.
Because you know what you're doing. And you've been there so many times.
There were two things that happened to me that made the trip worthwhile. First of all, even though Samantha knows it's all a gimmick and these are characters, you know, played by people, she was very excited to meet Moana. Okay.
Yeah.
Very excited for some reason to meet Moana. Didn't care about anybody else, but wanted to see Moana. So
Moana's not a fuzzy character?
No, no. All the princesses are real people.
When I say fuzzy, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. No, if they're animated.
Not that she's very hairy.
They're fuzzy.
Yeah.
If they're real people.
They're real people.
You know what I mean.
But Moana is not
like animals.
Moana's
is what I
animated,
mean.
Damn
but
it.
She's a person, is right, what I'm trying to
right.
say.
She's a person.
You understand what I'm saying?
The princesses, like
The princesses real are always women real women.
Play the princesses Belle, dressed up like a princess.
Cinderella.
Yes.
They're all real people. Moana, real.
They should get a real man to play Mickey.
Oh, hi.
Jay Burson could be Mickey.
Oh, Jay Burson here from Mickey Mouse.
Well, makeup, do that's the voice. It.
That's right. I broke my neck over there at the St. John Arena. Remember that?
Why are you making me pay for parking?
Hello.
Yeah, no, that'd be good. So she liked Moana.
We're in the line to see Moana, and, you know, it's a place for kids. I get it. And Kristen says, I imagine this. I don't think I did. I got a sly, coy wink from Moana.
Oh, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't.
She was hot, by the way.
You're a loser.
The woman playing Moana was hot. I'm telling you. She came to get Samantha in the line.
Grade A.
Looked at me, gave me a little wink.
You're such a sucker.
I think Disney is doing something new for marketing and retention. They've been focusing on the kids forever, the kids and the moms. But now you get Moana to give dad a wink. I'll come back to the park tomorrow.
What? I mean, I was
just
about to
see what happens.
I was about to ask, what did this Moana look like? I gather
she
Moana
was.
That's what she looked
she
like.
She was quite fetching.
Age range? 22-ish?
22 to 25.
Yep.
You know?
I think she gave you a sly wink the same as Gabby Thomas slid up into your DMs.
You know what? I don't care if it's artificial. I don't care if she went home that night, made fun of me to all her Moana friends. But for that moment, I thought, this is not a bad place to be.
You're going to be like my buddy Jason, making every excuse in the book to go back to Dallas to see his buddy Cinnamon at the club.
That's right. I got to go back to Disney. I'm sliding bills, dollar bills in Moana's outfit.
That's sir, that's not what this is.
There's no tipping of please, the characters?
Please, sir. You can tip them, but that's a, you know, digital on this Venmo pad. We'd like you to keep her hands off of her waistband, please.
Daddy.
Was it similar to the time when, was it Jennifer Love Hewitt smiled at you?
I'm telling you, man, we had a moment. That was live in person in the flesh. We had a conversation, me and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
That was different though, right? She was on the show?
She wasn't on our show. She back in the day, we had two radio stations. The Fan
back
was
what?
was on back when we were banging. The Fan was on AM yep. only. On 97.1, the FM signal, we had a music station like Mix.
Mix 97.1.
90s now. And Jennifer Love Hewitt came in because she had an album out. She was trying to get airplay. The single that she had was called Bare Naked. All right. So,
Dance Naked.
No, that's John Mellencamp.
John Cougar.
So, Jennifer Love Hewitt came into the radio station, did like a little meet and greet with the hosts, and I happened to be there. We were around the same age at the time. I was back in fighting weight. This is before I met my wife.
You were still sort of resembling a Timu Uncle Jesse.
Teddy can vouch for me. Teddy. Back in those days.
Oh, yeah, you could pull.
I mean, I did all right.
Yeah, you did okay.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, you did.
I'm just saying, I did
you
okay.
You did fine. Yeah. I seen the pictures
and I'm telling
that they
you,
put upstairs of you.
I had a moment with Jennifer Love Hewitt. We had a very pleasant two-minute conversation. It was cut short because she had to go to some autograph signing for listeners. But if I had an extra 5 minutes, I think I could have gotten a dinner out of her that night.
My God.
I think me and Jennifer Love Hewitt could have been reenacting the wet tank top scene. And I Know What You Did Last Summer. No one dies, right? But she's running around the room, hot and wet.
That would have been pretty good for you. This is almost similar to the Dave Holmes story. Who did he almost score
Carrie
a date
Underwood.
With? Carrie Underwood.
He canceled.
He did.
He had a date.
Because he had to work his one-year contract gig that night at ESPN, and he was afraid of calling the night off.
Right.
But
no, he
Carrie
asked for the
Underwood.
Night off. His bosses said no. So he was faced with, do I quit my job and go out with Carrie Underwood?
And see where this might go.
Or show up to the ESPN gig. Now,
it was something with like the producers of his show that he had won. And Carrie Underwood was doing
American Idol. So it was two reality show stars getting together for PR purposes.
Right.
But who knows what happened?
Who knows where it goes?
Maybe she falls for his charm. Now he's out doing podcasts with Beanie Wells.
And Cardale.
Mm-hmm. But it could be Carrie Underwood.
Could have just been, you know, Carrie Underwood. Forget about Beanie and Cardale.
That's what I just said. I just said it.
I didn't.
Were
I
you just, even? Did you have a stroke?
No, I was just restating. I didn't know what else to say.
By the way, I understand it's Too Hot Thursday. I completely forgot. Teddy put all this work in. We got audio to play, all of that. And there's, look, I buried the lead. Moana gave me a wink. That's good thing number one. Good thing number two involves one of our favorite food destinations.
Oh yes.
But it consistently lets us down. We'll talk about that and Too Hot coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a couple-minute slowdown on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. And watch out for an accident that's causing a little bit of delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between the 71 East Split and Miller Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Bishop and Friends.
How did anybody decide that that would be like a good way to start your day?
I just pop it in the toaster. It's real quick.
I know how it works. Thank you.
Bishop and Friends, sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Hello, it's...
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are tracking partly cloudy skies here for tonight with scattered showers arriving here late tonight into the day on Friday. Still mild with lows into the 50s here for tonight and then into the 60s here for your Friday. Record high temperatures are a good possibility here despite the scattered showers that we will see here for your Friday morning. We'll get some sunshine as we go through the day. Again, highs into the 60s, but we are tracking some colder air with highs in the 40s on Saturday and then back to the 30s by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Happy Thursday. So glad you've tuned in. 3 hours a day, every single day. Tell your friends. My goal is to expand this show even more in 2026. We've crossed all demographics and ages and races and sexes.
You're not talking about we're not going to, you know, try to be on the air in Greenland. You're talking about...
Well, we're going to own Greenland
all
pretty
the types
soon.
Of people.
So,
right, we should
gonna be
able
the
to...
51st state. Why can't they embrace the program?
We should be able to get on there.
How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
Should we do a little Too Hot?
We can.
You want me to do a food thing first?
Yeah. Do the food thing, because we've been waiting.
All right, so Disney World. I hate Disney, but I go all the time. Yesterday morning, before we flew out, driving down one of the, you know, hillbilly, it's like a sawmill for...
It's a big drag.
The Orlando
it's
area.
It's a big drag.
Lots of crap around there. And they had a Krispy Kreme. You know what I think about Krispy Kreme, right? Love it. When it's hot and fresh and done right, it just rarely is. But they had the light on. I'm going to go in.
Oh.
You know, I already had breakfast, but who cares?
See if they're doing this right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
the lights on, I'm going. So I walked in there. My problem with our local Krispy Kremes is the consistency, the availability of what they say they have, you know, actually being there at the times they're supposed to be open.
Two key words is what's wrong with our local Krispy Kremes, and that is quality control. There's
I'll
none
say
of
one
that.
Word. Everything. Everything's wrong with our Krispy Kremes.
They don't do anything right.
So yeah. I go into this Krispy Kreme. It was like a collection of good, clean boys and girls, just clean shaven, wearing the hats and the aprons, and they were just ready to serve. And I looked at their case, and they had everything that they make. Everything freshly made. Fresh. It was such a pleasant experience that I have become now the Progressive commercial where I'm the dad.
We're progressive dads. We both are.
In the Progressive commercial where I actually say to one of the people, hey, are you the manager here? Yes, sir, I am. I just want to let you know that this is a hell of an operation that you have going on down here. And I wish I could take you up to Columbus, Ohio, up to my local Krispy Kremes.
You said that to him.
And run them. Yes.
You said that to him. You says to the guy, this is a hell of an operation.
I said it exactly like that. My wife and daughter were so embarrassed. You got a hell of an operation going here. And he said, sir, I'll remember that if I ever want to move north to Columbus, Ohio. But he said he's never been anywhere north of Atlanta in his entire life, this guy.
Do you remember the gentleman's name?
Joe, Tim, Kip. Short Frank. Name.
Short name, one syllable.
I don't know.
Friendly face?
Oh.
Glasses wearer?
Extremely friendly.
Glasses?
No glasses.
Oh.
But he struck me as the type of manager that as soon as the customer left would just curse out the entire staff.
No,
I mean, just
no,
like
he,
the,
no, he's not.
The orderly
no.
in Happy Gilmore.
No, no. Stern, Daniel, but fair. That's how he is.
David.
That's how this guy manages. He doesn't rule with an iron fist because he needs to get his staff to respect him.
Let me tell you something.
And to want to optimize
if
their performance
every single
for him.
Krispy Kreme was run by this guy whose name I can't remember. They'd all be a pleasure. They'd be making trillions of dollars.
I would have said, where's Bob? Bob, I want to shake your hand.
You got a hell of an operation here, Bob. Just so you know. I'm a Krispy Kreme snob, Bob.
Man. Hey, speaking of handshakes, we had a little thing going on the other day. Joshua Perry is keen on a real, like, man-to-man handshake. We shook hands 2 days in a row.
I appreciate that.
Today, I finally said I'm a little sniffly. I'm going to save you. We're going to just do it to a fist bump. But he prefers, like on Monday, we did a nice, like, firm handshake because we had not yet done a show together. I'd seen him recently, but it was Monday, starting a new week. He's not normally on the show, but we're very thrilled that he's here and pleased to have him.
I like to do a reach around when I'm doing a show for the first time with somebody.
Oh, yeah?
I reach all the way around.
A little how's your father?
A little rub and a tug.
A little R to T? I like the handshake, though.
I love the handshake. Good firm.
But then, as I got thinking about that, we shook again on Tuesday.
You're just two men. You're two men meeting up.
So now
this
we're
is what men do,
now
Timmy.
We're like... And we're not doing a bro shake, a bro
no,
hug. We're not
no,
doing like one of those
real,
fives where you pull the fingers kind of out, stretch
that.
Them out at the end.
Because I always act like an idiot because I never know what I'm doing.
Yeah, this was upright, good clasp of the thumb, you know, good, clean handshake. Something about that just really tickled me. I liked it.
It was actually him tickling you.
That's a good touch.
He would shake hands with his right hand. Mind the stepchildren with his left.
We had good work touch.
Uh-huh.
Good male touching.
Not bad touch.
No, there's bad touching.
There's bad touch.
But that was good
Remember
work touch.
Remember that time with you in the prop closet, Teddy? That was bad touch.
Yeah.
Too hot.
Sponsored by the cancer experts at Ohio Health.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
It is Too Hot Thursday. That means Teddy, the fine producer of this show, scours the world, more likely this radio station, for sound, stuff that we have not heard before, and then he plays it for us and we react. What do you got, Teddy?
Pizzazz! Oh, wait, that's tomorrow. Sorry.
No, every day Sorry. Can be pizzazz.
All right, pizzazz. Okay. All right. First off, Here's a conversation that we've had on this show. This comes from Dylan, the producer of T-Bone and Tyvus.
Your love guy. Dylan.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Loves tomorrow's segment, Pick Your Parlay.
Oh, big fan.
Big fan of that.
Fine segment.
His favorite, yes, because he loves the parlays, yes. Now, it's about the sort of bathroom etiquette here at the radio station, so let's give it a listen.
At our situation here at the station, where each bathroom just has one toilet in it.
Yeah, it's like a single door. There's no stalls.
Is the proper protocol to knock? Because I don't know what to say when someone knocks and I'm in the bathroom.
Be out in a sec.
Yeah, you just say, hold on, or occupied, or I'm in here, or... It's just anything that lets them know that someone's there.
Whatever way you can acknowledge this is occupied is appropriate.
I just lock the door and let people knock, and then when they try to open it and they don't, then they realize that someone's in there. That's my strategy, and I don't ever knock. I just go to open the door, and if it's locked, it's locked. And if it's for some reason someone's in there and it's unlocked, then that's on the person who didn't lock the door.
Yeah, I so disagree on that, Dylan. Because would you say that to one of our fine, lovely television people? If they were to not lock the door and you walked in on them, you point the finger.
Yeah, that's on you.
That's on you.
My reaction would be like, my bad or sorry. But in the grand scheme of things, it really isn't on me. It's on them.
Okay, but Dylan, you might be right in the fact that it's not on you because you're not the one that didn't lock the door. But I still don't want to be face up with man wiener if that's the fact. So you do a little knock. My thing... I think I've decided what I'll say if somebody knocks is I'll just yell, "Hey, yo, yo, ma!"
See, you've started to do that, but a few months ago, I workshopped something, and it was so successful that I've kept it. What? It's now when I'm in there and someone knocks, I just say, "Come in." 50% of the
and then
time,
they can
50% right. of the time they go for the door again. Come in.
So that's genius, because then when you hear the handle jiggle,
then what's the matter with you?
Right.
Then you shame them.
What the hell
I
are
just
you doing?
Told you I was here. It doesn't really mean come in. It's a joke.
What about just like a grandma-esque enter?
Come in. I'm dressing. No, first of all, Dylan, you're a lunatic. You knock on the door. That's what we do in public, in civilization. Second of all, if you walk in, let's say Nicole's in there. We have women who work on this floor.
Yeah, what if she forgot to?
Well, right. What
lock
if she's
the door
in there?
And
she's you know
mid. You know,
sure. You walk in there and
could be bad.
Yes,
you could never look each other in the eye ever
that's
again.
HR, that's baby. It. Look, if you walk in and see some man dong, then that's you know that's unfortunate. But if you walk in on a lady in there,
who's Mandong, obviously we haven't seen anyone's Mandong.
Speak for yourself.
But
I've been here a long time. Buddy.
Not knowing, whose would you least want to see in a situation like that?
Least want to see?
I mean, obviously you wouldn't want to see anybody's, but just for the sake of the argument, which one do you think would terrify you the most?
Dom.
Dom's is on the floor.
Now, the one that I would like to see is Tyvus.
Why, Mike?
I'll tell you why. Because Tyvus is so squeamish. Because I'll ask him, like, hey, Tyvus, you spent your life playing football, walked around that locker room.
Like, get out of
you
here,
probably saw
look.
Some good wieners. Like, I never looked at one in my entire life, which is a total lie.
Yeah.
So the thing that I want on Tyvus, I want to be able to look at him and say, I saw your pee-pee. What are you going to do about it now, Tyvus?
Pee-pee. I don't want to see evil bald Colin.
No.
Yuck. No.
Just, why him more than anybody else?
Like a Black Forest Inn. I don't want anything to do with it.
You think he's
just
heavily wooded down there? Need some deep woods off.
Right. Extra strength.
How you doing, Trumpy?
A lot of people came in from mental institutions.
We are among them. That's correct.
Yes. Yes. We ask ourselves the question, what are we doing all the time?
All right, coming up in 2 minutes, more too hot. And I want to talk about Indiana head coach Kirk Cignetti. Kurt. I don't know why I called him Kirk.
Kirk?
Hey, everybody. Kirk Herbstreit here. Look at my dog.
Dog or dong?
Dong. Yeah. Okay, my dog's dong.
Wasn't sure what you said there.
That's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a slowdown due to an accident that's on southbound 71 on the north side at Main Street. We also have slow traffic on southbound 315 going from 670 to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ann and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Oh, it's too hot Thursday.
Too hot.
That's right.
Hey, by the way, I had just been told that Evil Bald Collins' father just called him based on the information that I just made up in the last segment.
That he's uncouth
and
below the equator.
I don't know if that was just to joke around with him and have a laugh, or because he really was concerned to find out that he was heavily thick
now,
down
son,
there.
Son.
I mean in a forestry type of sense.
I know we haven't talked to each other in 20 years.
Why does he sound like he's from Ole Miss?
But if I told you one thing and one thing only throughout all my upbringing, that you got to do a little man. Remember that time I took you in the shower and showed you what to do down there and you were crying the whole time? Remember that, son?
You were crying like a baby?
Why don't you groom? So actually, you know what? Evil Bald Colin freaked me out today. Because I came in. The dude's wearing jeans.
Oh, yeah.
I can count on one hand the number of times I've seen Evil Bald Colin wear a pair of jeans. That's like anybody else wearing a tuxedo.
How does he ascend to a position like this, wearing nothing but sweatpants and winter caps?
Look at us here.
We are bums.
We are bums. I'm wearing a quarter zip today, and people are saying, oh, you got a job interview? No, I'm doing TV with Dom.
Right. Well, that's...
It's a quarter zip.
It's your fault.
What do you mean it's my fault?
You're the one to blame.
Why?
Anytime I try to look halfway decent, what happens?
Yeah.
I just get my blood is just painted all over the walls.
Yes.
I'm made fun of. I'm like, oh, look at an idiot boy here wearing a real shirt.
That's because you've set the bar so low.
So I can never better myself?
No.
I can never wear a shirt.
What would you do?
What do you want me to... Where do I go next?
We got off here.
Do I just wear Anthony Quinn's undershirt? Is that all I can do now?
We get off 670 33 right here to the radio station. There's always the same bum on the corner. He's a bum.
No, they rotate.
No, they
have a whole system.
We make eye contact. Sometimes if I have some money, I give him some money. I normally carry cash, but
change or actual bills?
No, actual bills. I don't throw change at him. I feel like that's demeaning.
Give him a 20.
This is neither here nor there, okay?
Yeah, you're not giving him a 20.
I've given him a 20.
I don't think so.
He's very appreciative. I actually say, here, go buy some drugs or booze, whatever you need to get you through the day.
I'm not going to judge.
No, as a matter of fact, I would encourage it. You're never right. going to get your life together, so at least get you through the day.
Like the guy with the golden pipes.
Right. So I've seen that guy looking like a bum every day for multiple years. I show up tomorrow, he's wearing a fully pressed Italian suit. I'm not going to say anything.
That's what it's like?
That's what it's like for you. You're a dirty bum 99% of the time.
I've been working here 12 straight years, and all I can go to for you is from under the bridge troll.
Yes.
To I'm acting like I'm president of the United States of America.
Yes.
That's it.
That's it.
Like, that's the gap.
So don't bother is what I'm saying to you. Stay a bum.
You either. I'm doing a hit with Dom tomorrow, and I'm hoping that he'll wear a tracksuit with me.
Are you
think we can pull that off?
Your face?
No.
No, you have to shave.
Why even try?
No, you look terrible.
What did you just say 10 seconds ago?
You're going to be on TV,
I'm a bum.
It's different if only I can see you like a bum. And these YouTube people, they don't matter. All right, this is real 10 TV audience here. They're pumping that stuff into the nursing homes. You got to be on your best behavior.
Shouldn't we want to give the people in the nursing homes a little taste of something different before they go?
No.
Show them what the world is really turning into?
Not you. They don't want to see you.
You might be surprised.
That must be one of those asexuals I hear so much about. Not playing on my track team!
When I would go to visit my grandparents at the senior citizen home, I did quite well. And by quite well, I don't mean I was having sex with the senior citizens.
What is that?
That's not what I meant. That's not what that means.
Did you have that today, Teddy?
It just meant that I was friendly.
No,
and they seemed to like me. So I told jokes and smiled at them.
Too hot!
Made them feel better.
Too hot. Kurt Cignetti?
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Cignetti. You know what? I don't want to talk about him.
What are you talking about?
He had a thing today. I'm trying to find
it now.
He's
trying to be happy, right?
He said, with like a straight face,
I'm happy.
I'm happy at times. He says, there's a lot of times I'm happy. I just don't show I'm happy. If I'm going to ask my players to play the first game, first play to play, what you know, who cares about that? People are making fun of him for saying, I'm happy some of the time. I just don't show it. Why are we surprised when a guy who coached for Nick Saban?
You did a good job reading that quote.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, wasn't it? My God.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, take a look at a guy that doesn't know how to read.
22 years. 22 years of the same job.
Him and Dexter Manley here for you. Doing things with their life. Not knowing how to read a book. Yeah, it says here, if I'm going to ask players at first game, play, whatever the hell that says. Hey, Kurt Cignetti, he's a good guy.
All right, we're done.
Too hot. Come on.
Come on, Teddy.
All right, calm, man. You'll love this one.
I'm sure I will.
It's about an animal, dogs. So here we go.
Huh?
You love dogs.
Are you okay?
Not dogs.
I love dogs.
But dogs.
Dongs?
Dogs.
Now, it is far. It is gone. Second deck.
Second deck.
Deck.
What's upper the matter deck with you people? Stop playing that, Ted.
All right. Now, Bishop and friends, Bo is chatting about his dog. The kids came to him, I guess, and it looked like the dog had something going on, maybe like a wound or something on it. And they were trying to figure out what it was. Uh-oh. And the family, of course, had to, you go to the Siri. And
that's that
Siri.
Oh, dog,
Siri.
Dog had a wound?
And well,
was it a pussy wound?
Well, we're going to listen here and find out all about it. Here we go.
Okay. Right.
The Siri is convinced that it's ringworm. That sets off category one panic. Now, I mean, DEFCON 1. We're DEFCON 1, Category 5 hurricane. My wife is now dressed as Doc Brown in Back to the Future trying to smuggle plutonium. She's head to toe covered. We have rubber gloves everywhere. She took Clorox wipes, which I don't even think you should do, and wiped the bottoms of her feet after walking downstairs for fear that it would spread. I'm like, I don't think this is what this is. I'm not a vet. I just don't think this is what this is. Maybe we don't need to panic to this level. Could not sleep. Stop bugging me about it last night. Took a picture, sent it to the vet. They don't think it's ringworm either. It's probably some other wound. We'll get it sorted out. He's going to the vet tomorrow. So all good that ends well, potentially here. Fingers crossed that it's no ringworm. I don't want to deal with that. But it was pure comedy last night watching the panic ensue.
Even if it's not ringworm, like you said,
something bad.
Like you said, he's got to take it to the vet tomorrow. He took a picture of it and sent it in, and they couldn't make any diagnosis from a good, clean photo.
Who knows?
I think they would have a good idea of it.
Animals have all sorts of gross stuff.
They do.
I would take that
a lot
animal
of bacteria.
Into Dr. Kevorkian.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is, Doc, but I don't want this dog anymore.
Could you replace my dog's head, please?
With a new one. Just the head.
Yeah. Then it could maybe have a, with my dog, maybe it could have a less anxious personality.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
All right. What else you got, Teddy?
All right. Back to T-Bone and Tyvus. And T-Bone, he hasn't been so happy with all of the, recruiting and transfer portal.
Oh, he's one of those panicky type of Buckeye fans.
But he does make a good point here, because during recruiting season, we always see these guys, you know, get signed, five-star guys, but then they come in, nothing happens, right? They don't end up playing or they leave. So he's got some thoughts on that.
Here's what it's an indictment of to me. I don't want to hear anything about high school recruiting anymore.
No, I don't either.
Shut the F up about that. I don't give two bleeps about boom, boom, boom. Oh, stop with the booms. I'm done with the booms. Because if they boom and then they never play, who gives a crap? Like, what are we doing?
I agree 100%.
I do too. What about POD? Here comes the boom, though. We can still listen to that
Ready
song
or not.
And have a good time. Ready or not. Here comes the boom.
But here comes the boys from the South. Is that what they say?
Here comes the boys from the South.
But I think they're referring to the real South, which is Mexico, because I think they're Mexican.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I believe Mexican, P.O.D.
They're kind of Christian rock, though, right? P.O.D.
It's what
I think Bone slung them a lot on Radio U.
Told me that.
Yeah. But I agree with him, too, on this. Now, there could be some of the rare exceptions when you get high five-star guys, and you can still get a little bit excited about the thought of them coming here. I understand how that's still newsworthy. I understand how you still fully expect a guy once he commits, and then certainly once he signs, that there's going to be a chance that he turns into something. Think of how many guys that have done amazing things here at Ohio State that were big-time high school recruits. It's still most of our famous Buckeyes started out that way. I totally get what he's saying. You don't want to get too excited about until they start doing it at Ohio State. Jeremiah Smith, I think I remember it weakened Ryan Day's knees when the news came in. He actually doubled over at the podium. Do you remember that?
I remember.
Are you even listening to what I'm saying?
No. I'm looking and for then boom Jeremiah by Smith. POD in here. We don't have it.
No boom?
We have click, click, boom.
What's
we have that. Remember, that's from...
click, click, boom.
Saliva?
Was that right? Saliva. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you know this song.
Oh, yeah.
Click, click, boom.
That's good.
I don't know why it was like Dracula saying it. Click, click, boom.
One boom, two boom.
Boom, boom. Clicky, clicky. We also have Boom Goes the Dynamite. You remember that guy?
Yeah, that's the Ball State kid, right?
Yeah.
Boom Goes the Dynamite.
We also have Boom Heron highlights out the ass.
I think there's a Boom Heron clip of me from a softball game.
We have Licky Boom Boom.
Yeah, Licky Boom Boom.
Is that informant? Snow.
Snow.
Licky Boom Boom. I licky Boom Boom
now. Yeah, but is that like informant?
Yes.
Licky Boom Boom down.
You know, back in the day, because we're very sophomoric, we got obsessed with the Licky Boom Boom portion of it. Much like we do with stuff like this.
It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
We used to actually invoke Licky Boom Boom Down or Snow whenever we had a score at 8. Because Snow,
right?
Like a snowman in a number 8.
Oh, I see.
Doesn't make any
there's
sense.
There's the boom, 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 let's go back to my room.
What's that one?
It's like an 80s song.
Who did
boom,
that?
I don't know. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go back to my room so we can do it all night and I can make you feel right.
That's good, Teddy.
Boom, boom, boom. Come on.
That's good. What about Boom Shakalaka from NBA Jam?
I like that one, too.
Yeah, Boom Shakalaka.
Boom Shakalaka. The rebound.
Are we done?
Yeah.
He's on fire. I want to talk about a real man coming up next.
Dick Doll?
No, he's dead. But a real man.
Dick Hammer.
He's dead too. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's slower traffic if you're on westbound 670 from Leonard Avenue to Neal Avenue. And be aware of an accident that's on southbound 71 on the south side at Frank Road. Police are on scene there, causing some extra delay. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Now's... Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
Oh, Fishy just handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Plug away.
T-Bone and Tyvis get things started 6 o'clock in the morning. They will talk to Rick Nash at 7:15.
Studio or phone? Probably phone.
Probably phone, because it doesn't say studio here.
Season's going on.
Rothman and Ice at 12:30. They're going to talk to Joe DeLeone.
Who that?
Don't know. Teddy?
Should we?
DeLeone? D-E-L-E-O-N-E.
Nailed it.
Who is it?
Well, yeah. He's a guy.
Come in. I don't know who it is.
Joe. It is far. It is gone. Second deck.
And tomorrow on this show, it is Go to Jail Friday.
Says Joe DeLeone and Blake Ruffino break down the latest college football news and transfer portal updates.
There you go.
Some good Italian men right there.
Yeah. I mean, they're no Vito Stellino or...
Oh, he's looking at the pornography.
Says he played football at Rhode Island. Ever been to Rhode Island?
No. Never been to Providence? A lot of Italian people there.
I'd like to go to Rhode
Island. There's good calamari, Italian food.
Yeah.
Got that Rhode Island squid. The minor league baseball team.
I'd like to see a Providence versus Rhode Island basketball game.
Yeah.
Nice little in-state rivalry right there. Some good, decent programs of the past.
So don't ask me how I know this, but I was down in the great state of Florida last couple days and had my pad with me and decided to stop by one of my favorite websites later in the evening after the girls had gone to bed. We had separate rooms.
This is dangerous behavior.
But I went
to... This is not something that...
The website that I normally go to...
And it had a blocker?
And it was the state of Florida.
Yeah.
Requires you to put your ID in and
stuff
like that. So I just got on my VPN and bypassed all that and went right to the naked ladies. But for a while, I was a little panicked.
You're sick.
What am I going to do?
You are using your VPN because you can't last 3 days while you're down in Disney with the girls?
Don't look at me like
and
that.
And they're sleeping in that same apartment. There's
There's two walls between us.
You've got to make sure that they leave for a good while.
They're sleeping.
They have to be out. Out.
I
when
had
you're on
my
vacation.
Door closed and locked.
You know, doing that...
I can't believe, of all people, judging me.
Doing that.
It's going to be you. It's a perfectly healthy thing to do.
I'm not saying that it's not, but doing that on vacation when you're in a strange place, just think about that.
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean, what do I mean?
If Kristen and I had done the hibbity-dibbity on vacation, would that have been weird?
I asked. She said no. So I had to go to plan B.
Well, again, doing the hibbity-dibbity when your daughter is on the other side of the wall,
well,
probably.
Then, if that's the case, then we'd never do hibbity-dibbity.
That is true.
Well, what are we doing here, Timmy?
Yeah,
you're right.
It is true.
I'll go in the guest chateau for my shagging in the future.
But what are we supposed to do as adults?
Right.
Honestly,
what
these,
are we supposed
these,
to do?
These are our problems. And we live in the smallest little house with paper walls, and the rooms are right on top of each other.
See?
We're just trying to, we just.
You're going to judge me? You're doing it right in front of the kid. You're charging. He's in the cock chair.
Let the boy watch.
Let his bar.
Shine
his
light.
Gone. Second deck.
We spend all of our time trying to figure out how to get him out of the house and race through it. Okay, good.
Hey, Jeff Goldblum, I don't need the sound effects.
Must go fast. Yeah.
Stop it. You disgusting pig. Can I talk about a real man?
Me, the disgusting
pig. Yeah, that's right. It may have started.
Taking it to the Boston Market while you're in the Disney World Swan and Dolphin Resort.
I'm not in the park. What's the matter with you? You made it sound like I went on Space Mountain and whipped it out in the dark. I'm in a room by myself at night.
Oh, boy.
Teddy, is there anything wrong with my behavior? If you say so, then I'll reevaluate.
I think I'll just stay out of this.
Why?
Yeah.
What's the fun in that?
I'm just staying out of this.
You know what?
The lag of the juice, eh?
Segmented too long, huh?
Was this at like a, was this past 11 o'clock?
Yes! They're it was late!
Late.
Let me tell you what we have at this timeshare.
I guess
it's
that's...
Like it's like a condo, all right? There's two bedrooms, there's a living room and a kitchen that separates the two, there's two huge bathrooms.
It's fine.
It's like being in your house!
It's fine. I had to analyze it, though.
It's not like we got twin beds in the same room.
I still stand by. It feels weird to do it on vacation. That's all.
I don't know why.
Strange.
I had a long day at the park. I was tired.
Right.
I needed something.
Thinking about Moana.
It's something about
sure.
The, you know, like I shoot better in the home gym. It's the sight lines are all off. My imagination can't work the same way if I'm in a different place.
Again, I can't see what in the devil is going on at all. Somebody shoots and misses.
For instance, like if you were staying, if like your house burned down and I was putting you up in my house, would you do it in my house? That'd be weird, right?
How is that the same thing as being in a hotel
room? It's not the same.
On vacation.
It's not the same. I'm just asking.
And if Walt Disney was there standing looking at me, I'd probably pass for the evening.
How you doing, Walt?
What if it was Tom Hanks portraying Walt Disney?
Sure, whatever.
Then that's fine.
What we're going to talk about a real man.
A
I
real
never got
man.
To it. I never got
we're
to
gonna
it.
We're going to do it next.
All right, next. Real. I'm telling you, this is a real man. One of the greatest sports figures that we never talk about.
Okay.
One of the greatest records of all time. We don't talk about
all
it.
All right.
That pansy Cal Ripken always gets all the credit.
Don't you dare.
I will dare.
You will not.
He's nothing compared to who I'm going to tell you about next.
Think of his poor mother.
She's dead.
Don't say that about Cal.
She's dead and kidnapped.
Was kidnapped. And it was Billy's fault.
FF?
Yeah.
Goblin Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Expect a little bit of holdup on westbound 270 on the north outer belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And we've got an accident that's on southbound 71 on the north side at Main Street, causing slow traffic from East Broad Street. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at crohnscolitisfoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. McDaniel.com when you need a company you can trust.
Testing live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Isaiah Jacob. Just minutes ago, Ohio State star linebacker Arvell Reese has declared for the NFL draft. He joins Carnell Tate and Caleb Downs as Buckeyes projected to go in the top 10. The Browns just added a new name to their coaching search, according to Browns beat writer Mary Kay Cabot. Mike McDaniel, who was fired earlier today by the Dolphins. Mary Kay reports the Browns have kept McDaniel on their radar since he was a receivers coach for the team in 2014. The college football playoff is back in action tonight at 7:30. Miami takes on Ole Miss for a chance at the national title game, and then at 10, the Blue Jackets look to get back on track as they travel to Las Vegas to take on the Golden Knights. And then even later, Buckeye Hoops travel to Oregon to play the Ducks at 10:30 p.m. Ohio State will be without Brandon Knoll tonight. This update was sponsored by the BMI Federal Credit Union. BMI Federal Credit Union has been voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks. Visit BMIFCU.org.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I don't think anything has divided our listeners more than your comment that it is unacceptable to spank on vacation.
I just find it, it's harder to do. It's strange. It's not that I would never, ever have to do it, but it's a weirder thing to be doing, and you were only there for a few days. That was my question about it.
What does that have to do with it?
I would think that you could have a little bit of restraint, a little bit of control, and
I
not
don't need
treat your
restraint.
Body like it's an amusement park. Just go all willy-nilly at Disney. Ooh. It's a small world. Ah!
Not on the ride, you sicko!
I know. I wasn't saying that you were doing it on the ride. I was just making a point that you're at Disney.
I want to talk about a real man. Okay?
A real, real guy.
We talk about men all the time. We're not men. You and I.
No.
We're not men. You know who was a man?
No.
He died at the age of 94. Glenn Hall. Hall of Fame goaltender. Chicago Blackhawks, Red Wings, St. Louis Blues. Let me tell you why this guy is a real man. He holds the record of 502 consecutive starts at goalie.
Unbelievable.
When you factor in the postseason games, which are not a part of this official number, he started 552 games in a row.
Wow.
And this was in the 50s, 60s. He retired in 1971 before he wore a helmet and a mask.
I was going to say, not even a Jason mask.
He's taking
nothing.
Pucks to the face.
He's got nothing on.
Consider that who is in second place all-time starts by a goaltender consecutive was, who was it? Oh, 257, Alec Connell. 257 is second place. 502 is first place. This guy lived to be 94. The Blackhawks confirmed that he had passed away on Wednesday at a hospital in Stony Plain, Alberta. He is originally from Saskatchewan. But how about that? Of course, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, shout out Glenn Hall.
His number is retired by the Chicago Blackhawks, but 502. Actually, you know what? That's not even right. Let's count the postseason. 552 games in a row.
3 Vezina trophies, and he won a Conn Smythe, and he won a Calder.
He did it all.
That is quite impressive in an 18-year career.
We think we're men.
With no helmet.
That's a man.
Who was one of the
right
last
there.
Who was one of the last dudes in the league grandfathered into not go helmet? I know my guy Rod Langway with the Capitals was maybe the second to last. Who's the name I'm trying to think of?
Teddy,
ring a bell to you, like off the top of your head?
Last guy to
Name's
not wear
on the tip
a helmet.
Of my tongue.
By the way, the visors are mandatory now.
Right. For a while. Yeah, you're right. For a while, people were wearing the helmets, but nothing. Absolutely nothing. So you could still take a stick to the eye socket,
Teddy,
or a puck to the face.
Last helmet guy, who was it?
Craig McTavish.
McTavish. Yes. There we go.
Yep. It was in,
what year?
He retired after the 96-97 season.
Langway had to be right there with him. Had to be neck and neck with him. Because I know he he was banging into the, you know, mid, late 90s, possibly.
Think about that, though. 96, 97, like I was a junior in high school.
Yeah.
In 96, 97. But we have people working here where they weren't even born. They weren't even a glimmer in their parents' eye. It's been 30 years since someone in the NHL was permitted to play without a helmet. And they probably look at that the same way we'd look at the Wild West.
Mm.
They just walked right into saloons and shot people, didn't they?
The Wild West, as was featured in Back to the Future 3. And I thought
He's
it made it
Tom.
Quite good.
Great, it was good.
Great Peeping Tom scene in the musical, too. I thought they captured that well.
Great Peeping Tom scene, Teddy.
They did a number about it. It was funny.
He's a Peeping Tom.
Too hot. The only thing is that they didn't have a bunch of dancing McFlys out there with his binoculars, but it was good. It was good. They caught it.
What are you doing out there? Bird watching? What, Lorraine? What? All right, Teddy. Too hot Thursday. What do you got?
All right. Let's go back to Bishop and Friends. And Bo was chatting about the... I don't think we mentioned this, the Tiger Woods birthday celebration that he has coming up.
Oh, big bash coming up, right?
It's at the, I think it's the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
It's very expensive there. And so Bo was chatting about...
It has a sponsor. Presenting sponsor.
Right,
and
right.
John Bon Jovi is the entertainment.
Yes. Wow, could you imagine if you were ever at a position where you could get John Bon Jovi to come and play at
one of your parties? Can he magically sing again?
No.
Because if it's current John Bon Jovi... Come as a guest and don't open your mouth.
Why don't I get you Frankie Valli instead?
Nope. They're holding him up by marionette strings.
He's embalmed. He just propped up there.
Go ahead, Teddy. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, so Bo was just, he had a theory about hotels and the prices that they have. Here we go.
Nightly price with fees for the end of January, just a Sunday through Tuesday, by the way, not even a weekend, $1,686 a night for a room.
Chump change.
You guys know my theory on that, what hotels are doing. Have I told you guys this?
No.
My theory is that they used to be, we'll sell every room, and sometimes you can get them for cheaper because we make money if every room sold out. My theory on this, and I have nothing to back this up other than circumstantial evidence, is that they aren't making all the rooms available and charging a bigger price for them so they can have less staff to clean and to maintain.
Makes sense.
So they have less people working there. They sell fewer hotel rooms, even in massive properties, at a higher premium, and the profit margin remains the same. That's my theory. Because how many people can afford $1,600 a night on a Monday night? I mean, that's a Monday, fellas. So they're probably only making my theory is they're only making a certain amount of these rooms available, and they're charging more for them, for the people who can afford it and don't think about it.
I want to point out,
it helps us,
that behind the scenes, here at the radio station, every show has a label put on it, fair or unfair. And Timmy, I don't want to break it to you, but you and I are the class clowns.
Oh, I'm aware.
We are the clowns here at the radio. Oh, what are those guys doing? I'm talking about farts and dongs and all that. And Bo Bishop is thought of as the thinking man show.
Sure.
Oh, they're really going to dive into it. They're going to talk to whoever. I don't know. I can't even name a name to pretend.
Bo Bishop, Doug Lemaurice.
Sure, whatever.
And Tim May.
Bo Bishop is essentially looking up Expedia rates for hotels and talking about it on the air. Now, I find that endlessly entertaining, but let's not call it something it's not.
Well, I mean...
Or let's not call it...
Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
It is...
Yeah, we don't know what
he did stumble onto something, though, $1,700 a night, but what the point, the theory that he's making...
It's all a scam, Bo.
It may be somewhat true. It helps us regular people none the wiser, though, because it would be nice to be able to go to one of these hotels that... You know, depending on what type of room you're staying in, maybe it's $400 a night, $500 a night. That's still very expensive, but yeah, obviously you price something there. But I'm assuming he was looking up the dates during Tiger's party. So yeah, you can't go. It's like, if anything, when the F1 race was in Las Vegas, you weren't getting the same rates at the normal hotels that on a normal Monday or Tuesday, because there's so many properties in Las Vegas. I think you can still get a sub $100 night room, right? At some of the bigger casinos?
Well, Teddy, I want to thank you for playing that clip right there, because my tease for 517 was celebrities do birthdays different than we do. But since you just blew that out of the water.
Well, I just chatted about the what, you know, the room was costing.
Oh,
I didn't mention any details. You kind of threw out some of the details there.
So. What else could we talk about?
I don't want to talk about it anyway.
We got more Too Hot audio.
We have more Too Hot and Buckeye basketball tonight. I want to get Timmy's take on what the Buckeyes have to do.
Going on the road.
After dark.
West Coast.
Oregon. 10:30 game. Whip out the pad.
Everybody. Plenty of time before tip-off.
Everybody's sleep.
Before tip-off.
No, you got to wait.
Wait?
Yeah, during the game.
Halftime? 1:30? Oh, during?
During.
While you're watching Nate Biddle do some post play?
You diddle while you watch Biddle.
Diddle with the Biddle.
Dave, too. Dave Biddle's
Dave
there.
Dave Biddle
He's
and Nate
diddling
Biddle.
Himself. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 670, going from 315 to I-70. There's also slower traffic on northbound 270 on the east outer belt from 670 to 161. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wild lands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
As a teacher or coach, do you ever feel overwhelmed supporting kids' mental health?
Teachers need tons of help.
I had never experienced players being so down that they can't even participate.
It's so important that we are constantly educating ourselves.
It's the same as the CPR class to me. We're trying to save a life here.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation has free tools and information developed by experts. Scan the QR code or check out kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org to get started.
All your favorite and least favorite fan shows are available wherever you get your podcasts. Just type in 971 The Fan to the search bar and hit that subscribe button. It's free.
We're the land of the free and the home of the sunburnt freckled fat guy.
Do it now.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We are looking at partly cloudy skies and mild conditions here for tonight as temperatures cool down into the lower 50s. We are also tracking scattered showers arriving here through tonight into the day on Friday. Most of those showers will occur in the morning here on your Friday, but we are still tracking mild temperatures into the 60s here for your Friday with record high temperatures a good possibility. However, as we look ahead to the weekend, we are tracking some big changes. Colder air arrives with highs in the 40s on Saturday and then back to the 30s by Sunday. And that's a look at your 10 weather impact forecast. I'm meteorologist Aaron White here on 97.1 The Fan.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Timmy, did you know that guys in their early to mid-30s start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
I think I heard something about it.
It happens gradually, and before you know it, you just don't feel like the same man you did when you were back in your 20s and 30s.
Mm-mm.
You don't have the same hibbity-dibbity drive.
No.
Maybe you go to the gym and it's just not working for you anymore.
Maybe your bittle is out of order.
You don't want to dittle your bittle.
No.
That's a problem. I want you to go see my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. Don't go another year feeling sluggish. It's a new year, baby. It's 2026.
Yeah, new you.
Attack it with vigor.
Vigor.
And Viggo Mortensen. Yes, absolutely. Call my friends 800-900-9654 or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code Randy Queen. Randy Queen.
That took a lovely turn.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's good.
They
that
got
cool.
A commercial with the Queen.
Yeah. That's $50 now.
Didn't even charge extra for that.
Right. You get an extra fee because the Queen showed up. So we got Ohio State basketball tonight.
Before you go
on
that.
I almost forget that because it's going to be played so late.
That's right. 10:30 tonight, Ohio State on the road for Oregon. Before you go on that,
what's
Arvel
first?
Reese
yeah.
has officially declared for the NFL draft. It's not a surprise. A lot
no.
of people think he's a top five pick.
Here's the thing about these Buckeyes going on now. I mean, you realize there is a chance where they have Arvel Reese, Carnell Tate, Caleb Downs, Sonny Styles, maybe crack the top 10. I'm not saying I wouldn't bet on that. I would say that's an outside shot. But to just realize how much talent was on this team and you still did lose those final two games of the season.
And you didn't win a Big Ten championship.
And you didn't win a Big Ten championship. That's the salt in the wounds for me. Again, that's why I said going forward, I'm going to always be a little bit more reserved and a little bit more concerned about will we actually win a title? Because I think it's different now. I think it's going to be very, very hard with the expanded playoff and knowing that you might have a ton of talent, but that might not matter. You could have a lot of different factors at play. Obviously, injuries are always going to be a thing, but you know, as clunky as the format is, it caught Ohio State. And maybe their O-line play just wasn't quite as good as we thought it was when they went up against it. It wasn't.
Well, we know
the answer.
We know that.
It wasn't. And so are you going to be sure? Because there's maybe this is for tomorrow because I know we're going to get to hoops, but maybe I'll just plant the seed. Some people are talking about the move away from our like collectives the way that it was and then to have it under the Learfield umbrella. And if that's a problem for the way they're bringing their talent in right now.
I know you're not saying this, but it sounds like we're pining for the good old days
of last year
of the collectives and last year
when it was 2 years.
Remember when it was all crazy?
The foundation and 1870 society. Them's were the days. So,
all right, tonight, Buckeyes in Oregon, 10:30, right here on the Fan.
So, you know, I took a good hard look at that performance against Nebraska, and you know me, I have a high standard, and I know they do from talking to everybody in that program. It's not that they don't want it, that they're not trying. It's just that the backing, I guess, hasn't matched what, you know, everyone on the staff wants to do and where they want to go with it and building the roster and the moves that were made. When you have a team like Nebraska at your home gym, you've got to win that game.
Well,
even when you have an Illinois who's a top 15 established Illinois team,
as
you're
been,
supposed to win those games.
They did not play anywhere close to their best basketball game. Nebraska did.
No.
And so when you get a performance like that, and a lot of that was because you played solid defense, I get that. But when you're not able to take home a W for a game like that, I mean, look, Timmy.
You have to beat ranked teams,
man.
if you're going to be a tournament team, you have to win some of these games. You can't just be close. Oh,
yes,
we're one
yes.
possession away. You got to win the games.
Yes, everything, everything. That's why I go back to even the North Carolina game. Being close just doesn't cut it. We've got to remove ourselves from, oh, I like how they fought back. I do like that. That's something that's a non-starter for me.
Yeah.
If you don't have a team that can fight back when they're down 10 or 12 in the first half, then you've got no chance. You at the very least have to have some fight and some tenacity. It's not going to work. Like these teams that are winning national championships, they're not just doing it on talent alone. There has to be some binding, some bonding with the guys on the team in the locker room. They have to get along. They have to all have that belief. They have to not care which one of their stars has the bigger night from night to night. And so when you've got Illinois game, you've got Nebraska game, and they're right there. They're on your home court. You can't get the environment that you're looking for. We know that's an issue, and we can't change that right now until we start winning more. It's a thing. But now you get to the situation where you're going on the road and you're not playing the best teams in the world. I think this Washington team is much improved from what they were last year. And the Oregon team is not as good as it was last year. But guess what? It didn't really make me sleep better. That didn't really charge me up more going into a road game in Eugene. We've seen how tough it is for them to travel back here. Oregon just lost to that Rutgers squad. And I don't know how much of that game you're able to catch before going on the trip, but that Rutgers team is bad.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're bad. And they were blowing the doors off of Ohio State in the first half. And thank God they had the fight and got back into it. But they had to sort of scratch and claw to beat that Rutgers team. And you could just tell that the Scarlet Knights and Pikel, he didn't have the team that he wants to have for this year. But Oregon's got the big guy that's concerning, Nate Biddle, who we saw him last year have a good game. And that was a game here at the Shot where Ducks were ranked. Ohio State was playing decent basketball. You've got to figure out a way to make the late play, the late game plays to survive. They didn't. They still have Jackson Shellstad, who is a dynamic guard that can make plays and he can get hot. And a little looky here. Sean Stewart is on the Ducks roster. Sean Stewart from Ohio State last year, who was not very good. He was a lot better than Aaron Bradshaw, but he didn't do a lot. So
I like how that's your benchmark now. He was a lot better than Aaron Bradshaw.
Oh, God.
So were you.
Well,
and you weren't even on the damn team.
The bigs for us this year are much better than what we had last year, and I'm still really concerned.
To your point,
Christoph Tilley concerns me going into Big Ten play.
Results. All right, we're not doing toughness tests. We're not doing any of that crap. This is a team that needs to go out and get a tournament spot. We said this before the season. And if you don't get a tournament
spot... They're not there right now, buddy.
No, I know they're not.
They're on the outside
but
looking
saying,
in. They have no wins.
If you don't get a tournament spot, the season's a failure.
Yes.
It is a total and complete failure. You're right. I don't care about toughness points or you come back from a deficit.
No.
Who the hell cares?
No.
You got to start winning some games.
How?
And to your point, if you can't go out there and sweep this West Coast trip, Washington and Oregon, against two teams that are not going to be tournament teams, then what the hell are we doing?
I really, really hope to be wrong now. And I really love the team. I love Buckeye basketball.
No, you want to love
it
the
needs,
team.
No, it, I love Buckeye basketball.
Right.
You know,
I'm talking
I
about the
it,
team as it's currently constructed.
I want it to get back. I want all of us to be able to enjoy this program and how good it can be. And what's been done, it's not able to be as good as it can be, but I don't know. Like with me seeing Tilley, who struggles to finish at the rim, and sure he rebounds a little bit, but you know, I need more than three rebounds, or Aaron Bradshaw got you zero or one. Now we're getting, you know, 3-4 in these bigger games.
Again,
but that's our 7-foot center.
We're comparing things.
Right. That's not a good bar.
The worst.
Yeah, the worst that we've seen. And Tilley at Santa Clara, again, this was my concern. Moves well. You know, has good vision from the big guy spot. But if you're not going to be able to finish around the rim and through contact, then you're going to shoot 11% for me from three?
Right.
Well, it's got to be one or the other, hopefully a little bit of both. But man, it's making me long for a guy like Caleb Wesson and what he could do from that spot.
Is that what
he's inside. Shooting
11% from
11%.
That's not good.
What is going on? Brandon Knoll, it's sad to see that he's on the injured list now and or out indefinitely with the foot injury. He was hit or miss every game, whether he could score a point. They have no bench.
Yeah.
Gabe Cupps and Colin White look like they can't score a basket at this level. How is that? Tell me how that can be. They don't look like they want to score a basket.
Well, I'm sure.
Have you ever tried to shoot it at the rim? It might go in.
Would you like to score a basket?
I would like a bucket from the bench.
I'd like to score a basket.
Would like some points from the bench. They had none. I don't know. Grujicic, the international, you got to like see what you got. You got to see what you got from some of these guys. Yegivan, you have to force him back in and hope for the best. Is Chapman ever going to play? He must not be able to play. He can't play.
But to your point, if he can't crack the rotation,
well, then, God.
Does he have no arms or legs?
He's supposed to be healthy for the first time. I'm concerned, okay?
All right, you thanks, can tell. That can was a tell. Nice segment.
What do you want me to do?
Got any bleach over there we can drink?
Yes. You guys think they're winning tonight?
No.
They have to win tonight.
They're on the road at Oregon.
So what? Oregon stinks.
But it's a Big Ten road game, and they're traveling all the way over there. They struggled in the road game at Rutgers for a half. You think they're going to start well? That's not something that we do.
I say they sweep this West Coast trip.
Mr. Positive, in the bad way?
Sweeping
with two losses?
No! Two wins! They beat Oregon tonight. They beat Washington
later.
You're
out of your mind.
Sweet.
I hope you're right.
All right, that's good. Let's do it.
No.
What is the matter with you?
I'm feeling bad.
When did I become the optimistic one between the two of
Mike,
us?
Mike, I've been doing it with this program for a long time. A long time.
You told me that the Jackets were going to win in Vegas tonight, too. I was like, wow, you're just Mr. Positivity.
I didn't say that, actually. By the way, Rimmer was in rare form yesterday.
We had some fun with Rimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, coming up in 2 minutes, a little bit more Too Hot. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown if you're on westbound 670 from 315 to I-70. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on northbound 315 from Lane Avenue to Henderson Road. This report is sponsored by Mattress Firm. The once-a-year sale and clearance is here. Upgrade today with Mattress Firm's quality selection of top brands. Let their sleep experts find the perfect bed to help transform your nights. They make sleep easy. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already. We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Buckeye show coming up at the top of the hour. Then it's Buckeye basketball tonight. Late night. 10:30 here on The Fan. I got to tell you what I've done recently.
What'd you do?
I've put, because I got, you know, the Sonos in the house and the speakers and all that crap.
What's the Sonos? Remind, what is that?
It's just, you know, like the, you get all the music.
Oh, it's like a in-home app thing?
Yeah. It's got it. It's that.
You're like Tony Stark. You got like an interface on the wall. You can just.
It's not on the wall. It's on your phone. It's all mobile. Why you say it like that? Ooh, you got stuff on your phone.
It's awesome.
You got an app.
You got the Honeywell.
You're in the future.
You got the, beep, boop, boop. I wanted 62 degrees in my guest bedroom.
But you know what I've done recently? I took an old school radio and I put it next to my home computer.
Did you get the...
In the office.
Did you get the radio from the London outfit?
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, you had a really cool trick about getting that, too.
And I've been listening to the radio more than ever now, because even though I can do it, I can stream it, I can do all that sort of stuff, having a physical radio just right next to the computer where I just sit down, push a button on, I listen to T-Bone and Tyvus much more now than I did in the past.
You're just listening on the signal. You're not even putting that through the app.
No.
You're just dialing that up to...
Just on the regular old-fashioned 97.1 signal.
Nice good old antenna?
Don't need it. Reception's so good, you don't need the antenna. I mean, it has one on there, but I don't use it.
And I think it was, the price on those things were actually pretty good. They were just a little bit over $100, depending on which model you got.
I'm saying, look,
it's got a good speaker to it. It has a little bass to it as well.
You got a little cash to burn. It's not terribly expensive. Get yourself a little old school radio. Put it in the house. You'll be glad that you did.
So it was really interesting because I was there that day when you were looking at these online, and the roadblock people were having, and maybe there's other items that you guys have wanted to purchase that are either made in Italy or France or England or wherever, and they don't ship internationally.
They don't ship internationally, but, and it was only made for like European voltage.
Right. A lot of times you can, go on a Reddit thread or talk to the local post offices, and they will charge a small fee, and you can have it sent to a PO box, and then they will ship it to your address here in the States. So it can still work that way.
That's what I did. It's
a good little trick.
Had it shipped to a UK address.
Mm-hmm.
They shipped it to me for a fee, of course.
Right. But. Yeah. But it wasn't something that was breaking the bank.
Yeah.
They took the change. You wanted the radio?
I wanted a radio, and I listen to it all the time now. So I'm listening to the radio more. I mean, I don't know why I started talking about that.
I don't know either. But you can, this thing's modern. You can put your Bluetooth to it as well.
Here's
right?
why. Yes, it is.
You try listening to music on it yet?
Yeah, it's very good.
Good.
It's good, but I prefer the radio. So tonight, 10:30, I could watch the game on TV tonight. I'm not going to. I like listening to Paul and Ron Stokes on my radio.
I don't even know what it's on tonight.
I know it's on with us.
Well, yes.
You're on the fan.
Obviously, it's on with us, but... Is it going to be like Evan Turner on the call?
No. I'm going to pour myself a little adult beverage. I'm going to take out my phone. I'm going to TXT with my good buddies, and I'm going to listen to the game on the radio.
Are we making it to the end of this game tonight? Going to have to.
Unless it's a disaster.
I can't sleep anyway, so I may as well just watch it.
All right. It's too hot Thursday.
Too hot.
What do you got, Teddy?
All right. This is from T-Bone and Tyvus. And as you know, Tyvus, he's always talking about how he has all these jobs. He's got like five jobs, right?
He complains about it, yet he signs up for all this crap.
Well, he's only got like two now because the other ones went away because they were with football. So he's just was complaining.
Cleveland Show,
yeah. Browns, Big Ten.
But I mean, the network. Two would be this and then Cleveland Show.
Yeah. So I just here's Tyvus talking about that and how he's got some more free time now.
Can we count your jobs real quick?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we got
this one,
the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Big Ten Tailgate Show, Browns pre and post game, and then the coaches show.
Oh yeah, you do on 10 TV.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
Three of those are not happening
three
right
of
now
them because are not off active.
They're off season.
I'm down to two. I got my weekend Saturday and Sunday, and I don't know what to do with myself.
You'll end up working here. Actually, pick up. Why don't you just
look? If Fish is willing to pay me,
pick up a shift at Chipotle. You like Chipotle? I hear that sometimes they're not opening the doors early enough because they don't have enough staffed workers. There, go over there and then kill two birds with one stone. You want to learn to cook? You're exploring cooking so that you could do more there. I think that's a great idea.
I was thinking that or the Tesla dealership, and then he could get his own instead of firing car deals.
I just used car deals yesterday.
I know you did. You know, I don't know what to make of that because there's one part of us in society that says, yeah, that's a man who just likes to stay busy and go to work. And he really sinks his teeth into it. And that's good, I guess. There's the other side of that where you can say, oh, he must really hate his family, or he really doesn't want to be alone in his own thoughts. Like he needs to be busy all the time.
Yeah.
When Tyvus is just alone with Tyvus. Ooh, baby. Stuff pops in the head.
Yeah, and on the exterior, is that where you're going with that? Because he's like the most fun guy imaginable.
Yes, but all of a sudden,
is he fighting the demons internally? Is that what?
If I slow down, I'll die.
Tyvus? Tyvus, nothing would thrill me more than to see you just relaxing on a Saturday and Sunday in a leather recliner.
He can do it.
I'll come to the house and sit in a leather recliner right next to you. We can watch a game.
When was the last? Do you think he's ever
sip
had
on some lemonade?
What the
ice
kids
cold?
Call a rot day?
Yeah, where he just
you don't even get dressed.
Nothing.
You just lay around like a bum.
And you and me, we relish those days.
I need at least one of those days a week.
Yeah, because look, I mean, I think yes, the stigma on our show, what we do, it takes a little bit out of you at the end of the week.
Don't kill the gimmick.
You get to Friday.
Shoot.
You get to Friday and you think you've done some good shows and that people have somewhat enjoyed it. And I don't know if I want to go back to doing another show the very next day.
You're sure, lying to yourself.
There's that. There is that. But I mean, it's a full-time gig, right? Like it's 3 hours a day.
Tyvus needs to relax. Rest.
At some point.
Be okay. With not being okay.
At some point, the burnout could get you from doing all these jobs.
Because he's going to be happy, 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 happy. And then one day, it's like Michael Douglas and Falling Down.
Oh, that's where a good.
They don't have the right order flick at Taco Bell, and he just goes crazy.
Who brought, T-Bone actually just brought that up to me just a couple of days ago. We're talking about, you know, not being able to get breakfast in a fast food restaurant. And, you know, he went a little bit too far and pulled the machine gun out. He didn't use it at that point, but he got it out of the duffel bag.
T-Bone did.
No, Michael Douglas, from Falling Down.
Yeah, right.
Too hot.
All right, come on, Teddy.
All right, on First Take, Cam Newton was on there, and they're talking about the Bengals' head coaching job, and, you know, Zach Taylor still kept his job.
Sure. And not only did he keep his job, I mean, Mike Brown's thrilled about what he and Duke are doing.
Absolutely. Well, Cam had some thoughts on that about how, you know, they got some good players on that offense, and he wouldn't mind, you know, being down there.
Well, you got talent like Ja'Marr Chase. When you got talent like a Joe Burrow, when you got talent like a T. Higgins, those guys don't really need exceptional coaching.
Wait, so good coaches
it's
need good players?
Jimmy, it's about the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's now. Come on now. When you got great players like that, bro, it's not hard. Trust me. If I can go do that, Mr. Brown, I can be a coach.
Oh, boy.
He's out of his mind.
Everybody can do it. I heard Greg Olson, too. Like, yeah, I could run a team. Wouldn't take very long, either. Be in the Super Bowl in 5 minutes.
I don't understand how Cam is making that point. He's talking about the team that has all that talent, and they're not doing it. I didn't hear the rest of that.
No, he's saying
the whole point of being Zach Taylor is such an idiot that he can't coach with all the talent.
If Cam was there, they'd be in the Super Bowl.
Right, yeah. I mean, Cam's right about that, then, that Zach Taylor is a bonehead, that he can't get this thing figured out. And more so, the Bengals front office is for continuing to entrust him. I don't know if he had enough scratch in the game when he got the job. He did land into making a couple of runs to the Super Bowl and then the AFC Championship the next year. But continually after that, it's like you talk about, Mike, you don't just get to have your job. You don't just get to have it just because of something that you did one time. You have to continue to produce results. He's not doing it, and the organization has no backbone, has no spine. I don't know why. You own an NFL team. Cut the guy loose and pick somebody else. It's that simple, but they won't do it. But yeah, I'm sure Cam would make a great coach. He'd probably be a great quarterback down there, according to him.
I hope that Cam Newton and Greg Olson get together. Cam's the coach.
Yeah.
Greg Olson runs the team. And we'll see how much of geniuses these guys really are.
Well, they played together, didn't they, in Carolina? They must love each other.
They did indeed. Would Cam also still dress like the Mad Hatter as coach?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Giant hats. He'd have to have a specialized headset to fit around his hats.
I'm picturing that
right
now.
Or it'd be just big, wide, long headband for that headset there.
Mess you up.
Stupid.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Things are slow on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. And you're looking at a five-minute delay on eastbound 33 from 270 to Ebright Road on the east outer belt. This report is sponsored by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Back in the day, if you wanted to listen to The Fan, you turned on the radio, and that was the end of the story. But now, oh baby, stream us live on The Fan app. TuneIn app, iHeart app, we're everywhere. The Fan, Ohio's streaming destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Then got a little late night Ohio State basketball. Buckeyes in Oregon. Coverage starts at 9:30. Tip at 10:30.
My goodness.
Right here on The Fan. It is too hot Thursday.
Too hot.
All right, Teddy, what else you got for us before we get the hell out of here?
All right, I just want to anger you some more here tonight. Your buddy Dan Orlovsky, right? You love him.
Love him.
He's on the Dan Patrick Show. And I don't know if you've seen any of this or heard him say these great things about Arch Manning and how he thinks he would be the runaway number one pick. And this is what he told Dan Patrick. Here we go.
If Arch Manning was in this year's draft, number one overall.
Not even close. Not even close. He'd be the runaway number one pick. Arch Manning is kind of like the throwback 1970 quarterback with modern day training and nutrition. I'm a huge fan of this guy. He's physically remarkably gifted. He's intelligent when it comes to the football understanding of speed and space, all that. I think he's wired the right way. When you watch him on a sideline, he's ultra competitive. I think he's weathered a lot. He's going into the NFL, or when he does, he's going to have weathered so many different storms. And we know that's a huge deal. So many different finger pointings and adversity and hype and falling short and getting punched and getting back up. You got to have that skill. You have to have that trait to be elite outside of the physical things. And so, yeah, he would be number one. Runaway.
Yeah, that's not what.
I mean, okay.
The mock draft, the last mock draft that I was looking at. And look, I get it. It's a mock draft. It doesn't mean there's some stuff on all these guys where I think you would have, you know, various different types of concerns about, but I'm seeing Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza on the latest ESPN mock that I'm looking at for 1 and 2.
No, but he's not the only one that I've heard say that.
Yeah, because Arch he's not coming out. That's why he's not in these mock drafts.
He's not coming out.
Yeah.
Also, you know, you can have an up and down year, but apparently if you run around against a disorganized Michigan defense, all of a sudden, you're the number one pick again. Look, Arch Manning is fine. Arch Manning, to me, is Jackson Dart. What's the difference between those two guys?
Yeah, well, Arch will have to get to the NFL first and have a microcosm of success as a rookie to even match what Jackson Dart has done. But I know what you're saying, because the concern with Jackson Dart is that he doesn't want to sit back in the pocket, or when he wants to utilize the legs and that ability that he has, he seems to think that he's a superhero.
Well, here's
and that
the thing,
he can
man.
Run through anything or
Josh
anyone.
Allen. Josh Allen out. Is a big effing
dude.
The dude's 6'6", 250.
All right, he is a big dude. If Arch Manning is going to be that type of player, and I guess that's what Dan Orlovsky loves about him, is, oh, he's a throwback, 70s, he runs, he does it all. He's not big enough to do that. Jackson Dart's not big enough to do that.
No, I mean, we've got guys. We do. Josh Allen
is a big effing dude.
He's that guy. Yeah, he can run around and sort of rumble down the field. He's not the fastest guy out there, but he's got good speed, and he knows how to use his body. Any
what
more?
Else, what else you got, Teddy?
Any more, Teddy?
All right, here's on Rothman and Ice. They had a bet with Maddie and Cole about who would... You know, if the loser, sorry, there
is that your phone on Rimmer? No. Take another pill.
No, yeah,
it's my
show's almost over.
It's my alarm tell me to, you know, do things.
Wrap here, it up.
So. And Rothman and Ice, Maddie and Cole had a bet with the Pittsburgh and Baltimore game. And this was, they had to try to decide what the punishment would be. And I just want to let you guys listen to this and see if you think the punishment is harsh enough for the loser.
Take your pill.
Maddie's Ravens losing to the Steelers. The punishment they came up with was that TLC was going to write the updates for Maddie, and he was going to have to read them, but not be able to see before he was reading them. And that was it. Now, that may sound lame to a lot of people. I don't know. We'll only know when it happens.
How many drops we field from this.
That's true.
I'm planting drops so I can harvest them later. Hello.
That's pretty good. I like the sounds of that.
Thank you.
Of course you do, Eric.
No, I love that. I love that the punishment that you and I came up with has to be like the worst thing ever. One of the worst things ever.
Oh,
like everybody's done meals and t-shirts and stuff around here for years, and ours was you don't get to talk for a week, and I got to do crazy.
Well, you were the favorite,
and that's what we settled on because we were going too far.
You and I just staring at each other now, Timmy. It's got to that point. Just staring.
Sure.
I told them, I'm going to take credit for this, but I'm not going to take credit for the execution because they're not going to do it right. I used the example of the two guys on SNL, Colin Jost and Michael Che. Yeah.
Michael Che, yep.
And how they write each other's jokes.
Right.
And they have to say them.
Mm-hmm.
They have to say them no matter what it is. And so that's what I said they should do. Maddie writes an update for Cole. Cole writes an update for Maddie. They have to read what is on that piece of paper.
Mm.
They have to. This isn't just like, oh, I'm doing the scores and all that other stuff.
No.
You throw in the most ridiculous, offensive crap that you can possibly get away with within the rules of the FCC.
Well, that's the problem with it right there, though, is that when you're writing somebody else's stuff... both guys get in trouble, right?
Like nobody gets in trouble.
You can't be held responsible for what somebody else writes if they go over the line trying to make it too funny or too in your face.
Yeah, Anthony.
And SNL is different with what they can get away with than what Cole and Ice are going to get away with.
Yeah. Like if I'm Ice and I'm writing it for Cole.
Well, but he lost
it. I understand, but I'm saying if that was the case. Okay. I'd be like, hey, I'm Cole Bartemus, and I'm a big racist.
Always just been a racist.
Huge racist.
I don't like Maddie too much, do I?
And you know what? Vice versa. Maddie Ice is known for sitting around the house naked from the bottom half.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton of material right there for you to use.
Sticking to the leather.
I'm naked.
Cheeks are sticking to the leather.
And diddling myself right now, I'm Maddie Ice.
So are they gonna go through with
I don't know
something
if they're
like
pay
this?
Off on the tees.
They're gonna pay off?
I don't know.
We'll see.
Are we gonna pay off?
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Well, that's about enough of that. I wanna know for you when you got back from when you took your flight back to Columbus. Were you on a plane where everybody chose to just stand up? Joshua and I were talking about this, but it was off the air yesterday. It's one of the biggest pet peeves he has. He like had a reaction when I brought that up.
Yes.
Talking about traveling.
I think
people did that.
Of course they did. Who doesn't do
and
that
what's,
now?
And what's with the guy that's on the inside seat by the window? And if you're on the aisle seat and not standing up, but that guy is going to stand, and there's no headroom there because you got the overhead bin, and then he's doing like that lean almost over your shoulder and over your area, your space.
Everybody wants to be the first one off the plane, even though it's not going to happen for most of us. And they all want to get their luggage from the overhead bin, but there's no place to put it.
Or there's no place to stand.
Because we're all there.
We're all idiots, is what we are.
Animals.
Why are we getting up?
Because we're stupid.
Yeah.
That's why,
that's
Timmy.
That's the answer.
You want a more scientific answer than that? We're dumb.
About is the whole lot of it.
Speaking of dumb, it's Go to Jail Friday coming up tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow to send people to jail. Maybe death.
Can't wait.
You going to be sneezy?
Yeah.
Snotty?
Yeah. Ain't getting any better.
Nah, you're going to be all right. I got some good stuff for you.
Give me the codeine. Let me sip on that scissor.
Suck you dry.
Yeah, purple drink.
Tom and Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
We've got a 20-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side at Cook Road. It is stop and go from 5th Avenue. We also have a crash causing some holdup on westbound 33 after Post Road. This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique. But you are not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.